Bus.
Good morning, I'm Dylan Gonzalez. Buckeye basketball will open their season in a unique event where four of Ohio's major basketball programs will be present. Ohio State will take on Cincinnati, and Dayton will play Xavier in a pair of exhibition contests. The doubleheader will take place outdoors at the Linder Family Tennis Center, the home of the Cincinnati Open, October 7th. On the diamond, the Cleveland Guardians defeated the Minnesota Twins yesterday to avoid a sweep in Minneapolis. Cleveland will start a three-game series in Miami tonight at 7:10. And the Cincinnati Reds lost 1-0 against the Philadelphia Phillies. They'll host the Chicago Cubs in a weekend series with tonight's game starting at 7:10. This update is sponsored by BMI Federal Credit Union. Take a vacation from high interest rates with special rates on balance transfers at BMI Federal Credit Union. Visit bmifcu.org/visa. Breaking sports news when it happens right here on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Breakfast time!
Hello, welcome to T-Bone and Chivas. Can I take your order?
Just want a little breakfast.
Hey, you want some crabs? Because I got some of them.
Get ready to drive through the intersection of football, food, and fun.
Down.
Featuring producer Dylan.
We're the five best rappers of all time.
Special guests.
Are you serious?
And you. Wake up.
For what?
It's time for T-Bone and Tybus.
Welcome in. Happy Friday to you. Good morning, go to hell. I'm T-Bone. He's Tybus. In about 2.5 hours, he's going to attempt to break a world record.
No. In about 2.5 hours, I will be the new World Guinness Record holder.
Mm.
Put that on my resume.
World Guinness Record holder.
That's right.
That's how they say that. That's exactly what they say. Yep. That's how they're saying it these days.
I want them here. I want Ripley's Believe It or Not here.
They're going to put you in the museum.
You want Madame Tussauds Wax Museum here? Just all the above. Get all the roadside attractions here. Tybus is going to attempt to break the record.
I want Eric Badland Booker here.
Oh, get him here. Why not? Get him on the phone.
Watch his record. He's going to be just sitting there distraught.
Yeah.
That he held a record for it. What is it? It ain't even been 7 days, has it?
Eric Badland's Booker.
No, today has it. I think it was on Friday.
It was July 4th. Last.
Was it
July? I think they do it on the 4th of July every single year.
Okay. Yeah, I think they do it the same day as the hot dog eating contest. It's just earlier in the day.
6 days.
This was the record.
What Michael Jordan do after he won? Six.
Uh-huh.
6 days.
He went to the casino. That's what he did after he won.
And A, what does it say in the good book? What happened on the seventh day? He rested. So see, the record could be rested after you wrestle it away from him. But yeah, you're going to try to drink a gallon of lemonade in less than 20.42 seconds.
It's displayed right there. Look at that.
They got the lemonade. The Milo's is sitting right there on our... on our setup, yeah, when you see the wide shot of our studio. If you're on our YouTube stream, which good morning to those of you who are in there bright and early. We always appreciate you. Thanks for jumping in as you do. But yeah, that's what we're doing today. So at 8:30, the way they've already got all the remote gear. This is the best part of working at a radio station, I think, is the fact that Dylan in a group chat said, "Why doesn't Tybus drink lemonade?" and tried to chug it. And then that has turned into yesterday. I was leaving here. Jen Winters was in. A bunch of our other like production people were in. There were probably 5 or 6 people unloading gear and getting everything ready. I got in today. It's all sitting out, prepared, ready to go. They'll have cameras set up. We're going to be broadcasting from outside of our studios here, outside of the 10 TV studios, because there's a chance that Tybus may break the record. There's a chance that Tybus may vomit all over the place, and if that happens,
I'm wet, I'm dirty,
it'll be disgusting. Either way, it'll be must-see TV. Now there is a third option here, which is that you could just drink like half the gallon and then not puke, but then realize it's not happening and then just bow out. I mean, that, I guess, could occur. So there is a chance that this could be extremely all built up for nothing. That's coming up at 8:30. So.
At worst, you need to finish the lemonade.
Of course, at worst. I mean,
lemonade is going down.
I think you need to finish it by the end of the show.
Yes.
Like, if you get to halfway and then you're like, I got to tap out, then fine. But then the rest of the show you have to spend, because it'll be 8:30, so you have like the rest of a half an hour to you know, get that finished.
That's loser talk.
What do you mean loser talk?
Gonna be done in 19 seconds.
Are we staying out? I didn't even think of this. Do we stay out there or do we come back in here? Well, I guess it depends on how much vomit we're covered in, right? If that, if you vomit all over yourself and
this
me.
This is vomit.
You might do it.
You might have
to just do the last segment with a member of Bishop Friends and Bishop and Friends and myself. And
Tyvus Tyvus may be needing medical attention.
Do we have the ambulance?
Do we have an ambulance like on standby just in case? Because I don't. Man, to pump
that's
his
for
stomach.
Losers.
It's not for.
He's the ambulance. That's for losers.
I promise you, it's
this
not.
Is, this for is a machine like, over here.
Is it?
It is.
Are we sure of that?
Oh, positive.
When was the last time that machine had its oil checked? Is all I'm saying. When's the last time that happened? All right, so 8:30, we will find out what Tyvus can do. Now, yesterday, I'm going about my merry day.
Mm-hmm.
I see an announcement from The Ohio State University, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I see there's this whole thing coming out about something that I love to talk about. But this time of year, you know, obviously the focus isn't really there. Ohio State basketball. I love that there's a way to talk about Ohio State basketball in the summer. Because
mm-hmm.
I view the Ohio State basketball program the same way I view the Ohio State football program. I have high expectations. I do acknowledge the historic differences between those two programs. One of them has had much more success than the other. But I am someone who believes that the basketball program here can be as successful as the football program has been because of the budget and the resources you have at a place like Ohio State. But that's a discussion for another day. Argue with the wall for now if you want to debate that. Here's the news that came down yesterday. On October 7th at the Lindner Family Tennis Center, that is where the Cincinnati Open is held. I think that's usually in like August.
Mm-hmm.
It's right down there by Kings Island. Apparently, this October 7th, Ohio State, Cincinnati, Dayton, and Xavier are going to play outdoor basketball games as part of the CareSource Invitational, an event to raise awareness and funds for mental health and suicide prevention. Okay. On the surface, the raising awareness for mental health.
Love that.
That's always great.
Yes.
And then as I saw this, I'm like, the tennis center, and I had to remind myself, because I've driven past that place many a time, I said, there's no roof on the tennis center. It's outside.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw, because I saw Ohio State, UC, Dayton, Xavier. I'm like, oh, okay, this is
Ohio.
What we,
yes.
And then I saw exhibition, and I, like,
you wanted it to count, huh?
I
didn't they play Dayton last?
They have
last year, or 2 years ago.
I feel like they've played Cincinnati the most recently, which is another reason why this was disappointing.
No, well, but I thought they played Dayton for like to raise money.
I thought they played OU in an exhibition last year.
No, not last year. It might have been 2 years ago.
Yeah,
I don't remember.
I'd have to go back. I feel like they played Dayton,
but it was like. It was something like this. It was to raise money for something.
Yeah, and that's noble, right? So Ohio State is going to play Cincinnati. Dayton will play Xavier. So it's not like a tournament where then the winners of that, I don't think they're playing each other after
no.
that. It's just that's
no.
those two teams and those other two teams. So it's Ohio State and Cincinnati essentially playing each other next to a Dayton-Xavier game, which is fine. Like, good for college basketball, good for the state of Ohio. Everyone had lots of good things to say about this, about like, hey, we got to start somewhere, and I agree with that. But as a longtime fan of Ohio State basketball, one of the number one things a lot of us have wanted to see is meaningful basketball games between the powers of Ohio college basketball, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like the big time schools. You're at least getting them to work together on a project. That's good. But I hope this leads to something more. One, I hope it leads to playing indoors, because I don't know why the hell we had to start off with the outdoor part of this. But then I hope eventually we get this to where it's like every year these four teams square off in some kind of, you know, CBS Sports Challenge or whatever that thing's called that the Buckeyes have played in a lot. You know, the thing where they go in December and they end up playing like North Carolina or UCLA or Kentucky.
Yes.
I hope we get something like that here with those teams in one of the premier arenas. Do it up in Cleveland for all I care. Or do it at Nationwide.
You don't want it to be Rucker Park style.
I love outdoor basketball as a concept.
That's what it should be, then. Don't put no wooden floor. Put the blacktop down.
If we're going to have actual outdoor court and not do like they did with the carrier thing that they've done for years, where they put a wooden court on a Navy carrier, whatever it was, like a boat.
Mm-hmm.
And then shockingly, humidity caused that thing to slick up and they couldn't play basketball on it.
Yeah. Like, you're in the middle of the ocean and water got on the court somehow. Get the hell out of here.
Dumb idea. Like that part, outdoor courts are made different than indoor courts for a reason.
Put it on the blacktop. Put the chains on the nets.
Yes. Get the
I don't want the double rim though. It's gonna be like 45-45 in the fourth quarter. So don't do the double rim.
And it'll be like eight broken wrists from guys trying to dunk on it, and then they just forget that it's like a double rim.
MC that runs on the court.
I need an MC, and I need someone who just has the largest towel you've ever seen, who's just like smacking the floor with the towel after like big plays. I need there also to be just a bunch of kids from the neighborhood surrounding that park whenever a good play happens, who just run on the court for 5 minutes and do selfies.
If somebody get cross, he take the ball and just throw it in the stand. Don't even finish the bucket. Just throw it in the stand. Everybody rush the court.
It's an exhibition, so why not let it be an exhibition? Let's have fun with it. Let's do that. Let's have like a street ball thing, because if you want to play basketball outside, I'm good with that. Don't treat it like a college basketball game, though. College basketball game is a very different thing inside on a wood floor with the band. Like, why does everyone in college sports think the best thing they can do with college sports is make it not look like college sports? You know what I mean? Like, everything we're trying to do at Ohio State from a football experience is let's make it look more like a pro game, because let's make it look like the NFL. Why?
Go the other way. Make it look more like
every
playground.
NFL, by the way, every NFL stadium is trying to look like a Delta lounge. I mean, you've got college football that actually has tremendous venues. Everything's awesome. Everything's weird and goofy. Lean into it. Same with college basketball. What's the best venue in college basketball? Off the top of your head, name one of the best places to watch college basketball.
Fog Allen.
Okay, Fog Allen. You got another? Maybe Cameron Indoor?
That was exactly where I was going.
Maybe Rupp Arena? I don't know. Maybe the Dean Dome? Guess what? None of those places do. Play tennis. What are we doing? What the hell are we doing? I, right now, am praying for every kind of rain to hit. Chris Tomer on 10 TV in October, like October 3rd. I hope he's like, gang, I've never seen it like this. It's a month of rain. But October 7th, the whole state, 2 inches of rain envelops the state. Just don't even go anywhere. So they have to put this thing in an actual basketball venue, which UD Arena is where they're going to put it. If they don't play it at this tennis court, great. That would make, just do that. Why are we even involving a tennis court? Stupid.
What is wrong with you?
What do you mean, what's wrong with me? What's wrong with the world? I just wake up every morning and go, boy, it'd be nice if they had Ohio State play like Cincinnati in a college basketball
game.
You gotta watch it? What if I gave you an exhibition game on a tennis court?
You're not going to watch it.
Why?
Are you going to watch it?
I want to go to
Tyvus,
it. It doesn't mean it's not a stupid idea.
Tyvus.
So y'all need to chill out.
I don't want to go to it. I want to go to if it's in UD Arena. I'd want to go to that.
You don't want to go see a moon.
I don't want to go see it outside. Okay, the other option is...
That's like, when Ohio State played in Wrigley's Field. Did you want to see that?
No!
Yeah, right.
I don't need to see that.
Yeah, right.
I really, it was very fun to watch, to not see Tate's touchdown. That was so awesome. Yeah, that was great. Man. I loved it when you couldn't see the...
I saw it because I was standing right there, but
yes,
yeah.
But on TV, you couldn't see half the stuff. Like, oh, hey, we can't play the other way because we might run into a brick wall if a guy runs through the end zone. Just the dumb... Why does everybody who runs college athletics have to have their brains removed as soon as they get the job? I don't get it. Another day, another ratings win for the World Cup. We'll tell you about it next. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Good morning, folks, and happy Friday. Besides the usual slowdowns we're used to seeing over in New Albany, 161 at 62, it's really not looking too bad out there. A live look over on the west side. Here we go, 70 by Hilliard-Rome Road. Things are looking great out there. No issues as well. Southeast corner over by Roeport, 270. Looking great in both directions. And lastly, for our friends traveling from the north side to downtown, only a 3-minute commute on 315 between 270 and Bethel Road. I'm and 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your
thousand.
The Fan has a secret radio station. It's called The Fan 2. You can listen to the Bob and Tom Show, Jim Rome, and Buckeye stuff. Why do they pay me big money to whisper? The Fan 2 is on The Fan's HD2 channel and streaming on The Fan app. You're welcome. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
An isolated shower or storm is possible during the morning hours, but a better chance comes up later on today. Any of those could produce a locally heavy downpour as well. Partly to mostly cloudy skies otherwise, with highs in the mid-80s. For tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms, once again mostly in the afternoon. Partly cloudy skies, highs in the mid-80s again. For The Fan, I'm 10 Weather Impact meteorologist Justin Gertz.
We test marketed naming the show A Guy and His Butlers.
Oh, that is very touching.
But we thought Bishop and Friends had a better ring to it.
Weekday mornings at 9.
The Fan.
One of these men is bald and fat. The other is T-Bone. You're listening to T-Bone and Tybus.
All right, I'm going to very quickly tell you about the World Cup ratings, and then I have to get to Cupcakes and LeBron James. Okay. Are you aware of the cupcake thing, by the way, Dylan?
Oh, yeah. You know.
Oh, okay. I figured you would. We'll get you caught up in a second if you don't know.
Of course he is.
All right. So via Austin Karp, sounds fishy, of the sports business. Sorry, my bad. Austin Karp sounds not fishy. From Sports Business Journal, the 16 games played in the single elimination round of 32 averaged 16.9 million U.S. viewers per game. So that would be like the U.S. game when they played Bosnia.
Mm-hmm.
That round of games averaged 16.9 million. A frame of reference I keep bringing up is like this year's Ohio State-Michigan game did roughly 18 to 20 million. I forget exactly what the final number was.
Okay.
I also saw an upward revision from the Fox people who said after further calculations, which I always find, again, speaking of fishy, where they're like, hey, it actually turns out we had more viewers than we originally announced. What a shock. They're now saying when they tabulated all the linear viewers and all the digital viewers, like the people who are on apps and things like that, the World Cup combined, that Belgium game, they're saying now crossed over the $50 million threshold.
$50 million? And who do you think you kidnapped, Chelsea Clinton?
They said it's 50.1 million viewers tuned in to the World Cup USA-Belgium game. So, yeah.
So it's more popular than people say.
I don't know if it's more popular. What I know is it's definitely not popular. It's definitely it's not unpopular. It's popular.
Thank you.
Not a double. I love a double negative whenever I can.
It's not unpopular.
By the way, did you see your guy Kylian Mbappe?
I did. I was watching it yesterday.
Oh, you flipped it on.
I did.
Did you see that goal?
I did.
Where he's just standing.
Look, dude, closed his legs, uh-huh. It curved right around him, went up, and the goalie just right. I said, boy, if it was me as the goalie, I would have got it.
You would have got it.
Yeah,
okay.
I would. It was a good kick by him.
Things I wish.
You know what? On that.
Maybe we can do that. Maybe we can get it before he transfers to Middlesbrough, wherever he's going. Maybe we can get Max Arfston to get out on the soccer field with you.
I'll take Max down.
I'll get some gloves.
We'll get you some Max gloves. Down.
Maybe get you a cup just in case.
I'd take Max down.
I don't think you would.
Oh,
dude, I don't think you're prepared for the way these guys hit soccer balls.
He gonna be like, he gonna look at me and say, you on your way. He gonna call the crew people, hey, come here. Y'all come look at this.
The U.S.
Where did this guy, where was he? Where was the dude that was 40 that was out there doing this stuff?
Vizinha from Cape Verde?
Well, yeah, sure.
I was gonna say, the U.S. national team, they probably could use a different goalkeeper, Tyvus. That job might be open.
Listen, I ain't gonna kick the grass. I'm gonna clear the ball. Like, that's gonna happen.
I'm just saying. I would trust you to do that for sure. Hey, it'd be nice. Welcome to Columbus. Bryce Mendez. Bryce is the guy from Spain that we just got.
Did we?
Who's coming in, and they paid like $6 million to bring him in here, allegedly.
Diego Rossi is gone.
Diego Rossi's leaving. This guy scored goals left and right in La Liga, which is where La Liga, by the way, is the league that Lionel Messi and Cristiano Ronaldo played in for many, many years. That's where Barcelona and Real Madrid play in.
He plays
those teams every week. You don't think he could make you
him and me versus in a shootout?
No, not in a shootout. Well, yeah, you know what?
Fine. One on one.
No, it's you're the goalie.
Yeah,
he's shooting.
One on one.
Tyvus,
good luck with that.
Yeah. Dude's going down.
Do you understand how hard these guys hit the soccer ball?
Do you understand who I am?
I do understand who you are. Have you ever played goalie in your life?
No.
You didn't know what a red card was last week.
How hard could it be?
By the way, I meant to tell you, I'm getting little Trace. I'm getting him some gifts because I am actively trying to derail his American football career and trying to jumpstart his football career. Because my whole thing is we got to get the athletes who have parents who play sports.
He going to be too tall.
He could be a
goalie. You're just sitting there talking about how you're an elite goalie, apparently.
Center backs are pretty big, aren't they?
If he going to play striker.
Look, that's striker. Fine. We need one of them. We need strikers.
Josie Altidore Jr. over there.
I don't even know who that is. Sure. I was thinking Erling Haaland.
Dylan, great pull by you. Former Sunderland man, Josie Altidore. A lot of people know that.
What does Erling Haaland play?
Striker.
Okay.
He is the definition of like an old school striker where he does nothing other than, it's time to go, score a goal. Hey, I woke up and here I am. Like he's... And he's awesome at that. He's fantastic.
But Max, I don't want to hurt Max's pride like that.
You're not going to hurt his pride.
Like, think about it. A dude who's never played one-on-one, and I just catch it. I ain't even going to block it away. I'm going to catch it. Pick six.
Okay. I don't think you're
catch
prepared.
I'm
going to
catch the ball. Bang.
Did you see how hard Erling Haaland hits that soccer ball?
Yeah,
he's not the only one that hits it like that.
Think somebody worried about Erling Haaland?
I think you would be. All right. Now, let's talk cupcakes, which is a subject near and dear to my heart, obviously. But also, LeBron James, apparently, near and dear to his heart. So, 2014 set the scene 12 years ago. Is LeBron going to come back to Cleveland? Is he coming home? That whole thing. A company called Caroline's Cupcakes that used to be, I don't know if they still exist.
Caroline.
I believe they do. They're in Canton.
Yeah. Well, where this location was, I've driven by. I remember where this location was. I just don't know if it's still there. It's in Belden Village on Everhard Road, which is one of the great roads that we have in the state of Ohio. Everhard, let them live. Anyway, Caroline's Cupcakes, back in 2014, they were the ones who broke the news on their Facebook page. Broke the news. They posted and said,
"This is ridiculous.
LeBron's coming back." And they actually got that like a week before it was announced that he was coming back.
I hate this.
So
I hate this. I want it to be over.
Fast forward to now. Poke Fresh, which is another restaurant that is on Everhard Road in North Canton area. They posted that not only is LeBron coming back to Cleveland, but he's bringing Draymond Green and Bronny with him. Okay.
He's got to bring two defensive stoppers with him. There
sure.
They are.
Of course. Right. So Poke Fresh, why does that? That's not Caroline's Cupcakes. Here's the thing. Go back to 2025. There is an article in the Canton Suppository or whichever. See, that's also. Sorry, I did that again. My bad. Canton Repository. They had a story about a new business opening up. Poke Fresh, opening at 4866 Everhard Road Northwest, marks an unexpected return to a familiar location for owner Jonathan Gottschall. Jonathan Gottschall previously opened Caroline's Cupcakes and ran it from 2009 to 2016. It's the same guy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, his name is Gottschall. Like,
gotcha.
Right. It feels like this could be a setup.
It is. I don't know why you follow it.
I looked it up. This guy is legit. This is really his dude.
Brad Stainbrook has already reported and said this is a false alarm.
It can be. Look,
hey, listen, you think people ain't going to go do their due diligence?
I don't trust
they had it 12 years
ago. 12 years ago.
He said, update, false alarm, edit. This is an old story from years ago that popped into my memories today. I'm just sharing a fun local memory by joking what's on the rumor mill, not reporting new news. If I hear anything concrete again, I'll be sure to let you know.
Who said this?
This is what the person he reached out to.
Okay, Fresh Ohio?
I guess, yeah.
Well, of course, what's he going to say? Now that he's put it out there and it's like, did you really have something? He's got to pull it back a little bit. But
Is it that in Cleveland, if he chooses Cleveland or Philly or whoever, that city's going to rejoice to where L.A. is happy that he walked out the door?
That's because Lakers fans are idiots.
Yeah, there's that. I mean, there is that.
I don't know.
Let me ask you a question.
I think they just hold people to a high standard out there. Why is it Derek Fisher is talking about
high standard?
How they are rejoiced. They celebrate that LeBron is gone.
They're just mad that LeBron is better than their quote-unquote Laker greats. Let me ask you a question, Tyvus. Who do you think made more All-Star teams in a Lakers uniform, LeBron or Shaq? The answer is LeBron.
I'm going to say probably Kobe Bryant.
Okay.
Magic Johnson.
By the way,
Wilt
This is your ridiculous LeBron standard.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Next week, we are going to have the greatest week in sports radio history. We've determined this, the greatest sports radio week ever. We're going to do that. And one of the things we're going to do is we're going to rip people out of the Hall of Fame. You can go rip Shaq out of the Hall of Fame if you want to.
Kobe Bryant,
so right now, you don't need to do that right now.
50 point.
That's good. We'll stay in the NBA. An NBA broadcaster is out of a job for a very interesting reason. Details in 2 minutes. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Still no crashes to report, but an early heads up here. If you are planning to travel at all throughout downtown this weekend, keep in mind we are seeing some major construction projects that, yes, will impact that commute. That includes a portion of 315 northbound closed at 70, 70 eastbound, that portion closed between 71 and 315. And on top of it all, that ramp closure, 71 northbound to 70 in that westbound direction. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your Fan Traffic.
T-Bone and Tyvus is sponsored by Capital Ford of Columbus. Find your dream ride and get approved fast at CapitalFordOfColumbus.com. Just a reminder, Tyvus thinks all pizza tastes the same. Also a reminder, Tyvus was born without taste buds. You're listening to Bone and Tyvus.
You better have been born without them today, because 2 hours from right now, Tyvus Powell is going to be trying to chug a gallon of lemonade. Now, could we have done a gallon of water? Yes. Would that have been easier? Also, yes. Would he throw it up regardless? Check, check, and check. However, Tyvus requested a gallon of specifically Milo's lemonade.
Dang right.
Which I do want to point out to people.
Only thing could have been better if it was strawberry.
Okay. As a feature.
You didn't say that.
No, you didn't say that.
I would have got it for you.
Yeah.
Where did you go to get this?
Kroger?
Yeah, they have
this. They don't have strawberry at Kroger. You got to go to Meijer or Walmart.
I didn't want you to do all that extra stuff.
We didn't even. Well, anyway, so Tyvus is going to drink this lemonade, Milo's, which is refrigerated, but he says it has to be room temperature for him to drink it, although I've never seen Milo's not refrigerated because it has natural ingredients. So he may get botulism as well. I don't know what he's going to get coming up two hours from now.
It's been refrigerated for four days.
You're leaving it out on the counter so it comes to room temperature.
I needed to come to room temperature for sure.
Bacteria. By the way, did I see this story right? I was gone last week when this happened, and I swear it hit me. And then I forgot about it because I was doing other things, and I was in New York last week. Did I see right that Kroger and Giant Eagle?
Bought Giant Eagle for $1.6 billion or something like that?
Uh-oh.
So all Giant Eagles is going to be Kroger's? Is that what's going on?
I don't know what's happening.
Exactly.
What's going to happen? That to me is like if you said Ohio State and Michigan just decided to have one university. Like, what are we? That's, you either are a Kroger person or a Giant Eagle person.
No, I can't afford Giant Eagle.
That's what I'm saying. I'm a Kroger. Well, number one, technically, where I live, I'm more of a Walmart person. The Walmart is where we go. Walmart and Meijer are where we tend to go where I live. But my point is, like, I saw that the other day and I thought, man, I used to be more of a Kroger person. Then the location changed in our area and I ended up going over to Walmart, Meijer. It was easier to get stuff I needed. I went there. But Kroger and Giant Eagle merging, I just feel like, why is that not a bigger story? We got the government getting involved in all these other things. You can't merge this company and that company. You can't slide this over to that. It's like, you need to stop this Kroger and Giant Eagle thing. This is oil and water. These two things don't coexist. You go to one or the other.
I want a Publix.
Well, I wouldn't mind that. But, Tyvus, that's just because you and I have too much money, and we just need to light it on fire.
You know what's
because
funny?
That's what will happen when you get a Publix.
That's a
like
fact. So
you go there, and it's nice, and then you walk out of there going, how did I spend $8,000?
I just had a friend.
Bread and salami.
I got a friend in Florida that said he went to Publix. He said he bought five things, $200.
I can't even process what you just said.
Five things, $200, what he said.
How?
That's what I said.
What did he
and
buy?
And I laughed at it because it's funny because I went to Kroger and I bought like six things. And I came back and said, how much you think them six things cost? My wife was like, like $70, $150.
What did you buy?
She looked at me like,
what did you buy?
I said, yeah, $150.
Okay, what? I need to know what you bought.
I can't remember off the top of my head what I bought.
Titus, that would be burned into my brain for the rest of my life if I bought six items.
You know who got the most expensive thing? My dog.
Oh, you got dog food?
I bought him a box of greeny dog treats.
Okay.
$40.
Yeah, well, the dog, I mean, look, we love our dogs, so I get it.
Yeah, I can't afford a dog either.
$40 for a box of treats for
greenies,
a dog?
Greenies, dental greenies.
Yeah, I know what they are. Yeah. I mean, they do clean the teeth and all that, but yeah.
I've noticed insane. Recently that I'll go to Kroger and spend like $50, and it's like, what do I actually have to eat after this trip?
Nothing.
Nothing.
By the way, MJC in the chat, is he ain't letting you let this LeBron Shaq thing slide, because he said who got more championships than the Lakers uniform.
Yes, the teams that the Lakers played on were really good and won championships. I don't know what that has to do with Shaq and LeBron, but okay.
Yeah, I cool. mean, yeah. Shaq was on a team.
Are
with,
you saying that the Lakers teams
Kobe
weren't
Bryant?
I'm saying as soon as someone is having an individual argument and they bring up a team accomplishment, they lost the argument.
Mm, that's a fair point.
Yep,
I think that's a very
that's
fair,
where I'm at.
I think that's a very valid point.
I was going to just say who was more dominant in the Lakers uniform.
Oh, Shaq has the best prime of in NBA history.
Okay, no, well, I mean, no, kind of Giannis, okay. But okay.
I'm just kidding. Okay.
It's still going.
All right. I'm going to tell you right now, we're going to not get to the announcer guy who lost his job yesterday. We're not going
to
do it yet because you have to go do TV in 2 minutes, and I need more time to talk about this story.
4 minutes. It's and not, we was late yesterday. It's not, did you see how late we were
I
yesterday?
Did see how late we were.
Tracy
I saw you.
K running over there. I wasn't mic'd up.
You guys, yeah, that's what I'm trying to avoid. I'm trying to help.
They went early.
That's fine. They went early.
I don't even know that they went early.
You know the sick
this
thing
is Tyvus' job.
You know what the sick thing is? I don't even know what they asking me.
Oh, yeah, I know.
we'll see I'm there. Winging it. So 640, 642, 10 look TV. At, I'm winging it because I have no idea what they ask me.
Your guy, it's Colin, right? Who does he's up there, no tie. Unbuttoned shirt. Hey, I like it. It's casual.
It's because
like
they see me come with this hoodie on and they're like I want to be more
that's
like Tyvus.
That's right. I like that. That's a way better look. I see.
BLT. Be like Tyvus.
See, now that's a segment right there.
There you go.
Drink lemonade. Chug the lemonade. Now, I forgot yesterday we were talking about like good fits for LeBron and we were talking about the Sixers and you were like, oh, well, they've got, what's his name? Jaylen Brown, who just went there from the Celtics. And then I realized we were talking about the Heat as one of the options, and I thought we didn't even get into the fact that
Giannis and Bam?
Giannis and LeBron could be on the same team.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't think that would be a bit of a draw?
I mean, it would clearly show that Giannis is the best player to ever play the game.
How would it show that?
LeBron would be a number two.
That's not
because he's recruiting LeBron to come help him.
2 years old or whatever he's going to be, or 38 or 40, whatever.
Oh, but if he come to Cleveland, he's the number one.
No, he's not going to be the number one here either.
Who's the number one?
The guy that they just gave $273 million to.
Is not the number one.
Let me get this right.
Okay,
y'all trust him to be the number one.
First off, you're starting to argue.
Y'all trust that? Wait a minute. You trust Donovan Mitchell to be the number one?
Tyvus, why
he's
got to
be.
Tyvus, shut up, Dylan. For people who don't know this, this is what Tyvus does. He goes up to Cleveland. He talks on all those dumb radio shows up there. They all argue about the most inane things I've ever heard, where McNuggets is on there like, I don't know, the Browns could be really good. And then he comes down here.
They would never say that. It's only like three people that think the Browns
McNuggets
have a
chance. McNuggets can say, oh, next year they've won eight teams in a row, have won a different championship, so next year's the Cavs year. And you're like, hey, I'm skeptical of that. And then when it happens, you come in here and yell at me like I said it when it was all the dopes up in Cleveland who said it. Go yell at them. I didn't say any of that. I'm not saying that LeBron is the first best guy on this team. He's not.
LeBron is coming here to fill his role of being the best, third best player on a team. Donovan Mitchell, number one, and your boy Evan Mobley, number two. That's the Cavs pecking order.
If that's the case, you know that stat that's going around about whoever was in the conference finals goes to the championship. You can kiss it goodbye.
Oh, it's done.
Kiss it goodbye.
It's done. Yeah, Evan Mobley is... Well, I don't know, man. I don't get it. Whatever. Do people just not watch when these guys play meaningful games? They just look at the stats from like the regular season and go, good enough. They don't actually watch when they play the meaningful games? Because in the meaningful games, I think we got our answer on him. Did we not?
Who?
Evan Mobley?
Evan had some moments last year in the playoffs.
What are you doing the brain rot up in Cleveland now, too? Come on.
He had some moments.
Some moments. Not games. Moments.
They
not the game.
One of them
practice.
Games. One of them
yeah,
games.
Yeah, in practice, he had some
no,
moments.
No, no, no. One of them games, I want to say it was either against the Raptors or Detroit.
Oh,
They inbounded him the ball with like 4 seconds left. They let him do the game. The boy put the ball on the ground, threw a shoulder down, and went up and finished. I said, okay. It's in there.
That's
it's
a moment. There. It's what? Yes, it's in there. It doesn't come out very often. If I had a team of guys who it's like, it's in there, all NBA, it's in there, guys. My God, there's 50 guys we could put on that we could have discussions about. It's the, does it show up regularly? No. All right. See, look, we almost got you late again. Get out of here. Go do TV. We'll come back. Some guy lost his job yesterday, and apparently people are mad about it. I don't think they should be. We'll talk about it next. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic
from the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
All right, we are noticing our first crash of our Friday morning. It's happening on the west side, too. It's affecting that 70 westbound ramp to North Wilson Road right before you're hitting that 70 and 270 interchange. So expect some lane closures. And we are seeing some backups by that ramp. So just a heads up there. Once again, 70 westbound as you're heading outside of downtown Columbus. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your Fan
Day 3. Cheetah Green with Skip Mossick.
Saturday, we're at the PGA Tour Superstore. Plus, we'll head to Scotland and check in on this week's tour stop with Golf Channel's Ron Cyrak.
Tita Green with Skip Mossick, Saturday mornings at 9 on The Fan.
The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Airflow Heating and Cooling and Bryant, doing whatever it takes to keep you and your home comfortable. The Fan.
Sometimes when Tyvus wears khaki pants, I can see the outline of his genitals. There's no joke there. It's just an observation.
God, the more I resist, the more intriguing they become. I can't look away.
You're listening to T-Bone and Tyvus.
By the way, Dylan, you pointed this out in the break. We had SportsCenter on in here. Got a little WNBA action yesterday. Indiana Fever went up against last night the Mercury. Phoenix Mercury beat them 92-89.
Yep.
How many points did Kelsey Mitchell have in that game?
29.
Okay. Who didn't play in that Fever game where Kelsey Mitchell had 29 points? Who was not available for that game?
That would be Caitlin Clark.
Oh.
She missed two games. Oh. She came back earlier this week, scored 9 points, and then she sat again last night.
What a hater.
Oh, yeah. I'm fully aboard the Caitlin Clark hate train now.
I don't hate her at all. I think that she's a wonderful basketball player. Is she the best? No.
She's not even the best player on her team. I'm in that camp now. I'm in it. I thought it was dramatic to say.
I told you that. Kelsey Mitchell is the truth. I thought you guys were lying.
I'm on board now.
Kelsey Mitchell is a certified bucket.
When you take the ball out of Caitlin Clark's hands and let the other players play, like suddenly, what do you know? They're all better. And by the way, Mercury game, they won. She was back the game before against the Sparks. They lost that game.
She's scared of Alyssa Thomas. Why would she play?
But she missed the Aces game and the Sparks game, and they won those two games without her. So I'm just pointing it out. Say it. This is everybody's all-star out there. She's the government involved to protect her.
She's the GOAT already, but her team is better without her.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's wrong with y'all?
I know. That's
where I'm at.
First of all, it's Friday.
Mm-hmm.
We ain't got no job, and we ain't got nothing. No, I'll just swear. Listen, it's Friday.
Hats are falling off.
People getting paid today. We not doing this negative energy.
I'm not trying to do negative energy. If you got hate in your heart, let it out.
I'm letting it out on this microphone for Caitlin Clark.
By the way, I was thinking of next week, some of the things we could do for the,
Hate.
Well, yeah.
The haters ball.
Let's do a haters ball.
Well, you tell me if you guys like this. So Monday, I was thinking, you know, we got fantasy football stuff getting ready to start up here in the next month. People are going to start picking their team names and stuff like that. You're formulating your leagues now.
You know what mine is?
What's that?
Bishop Sycamore.
Oh, that's good. I like that.
BS High School. Yes.
I would be Bishop Sycamore because that's my fantasy team is always the worst. But fantasy football team names and or punishments. We're going to take your suggestions. We'll do that all day Monday. Tuesday's Hot Take Tuesday. Maybe we'll throw something special in for that. Wednesday, you're going to write our production. You're going to give us new stuff for the intro for the show. So we'll do that Wednesday. Thursday, I did put in here Haterade Thursday. I mean, we could change that. I mean,
let's change it to the haters ball.
It's just, we could just change it to haters ball Thursday.
See, but the thing is, I don't hate.
You do.
How do I hate, though? There's nobody
you
that
just
I
just hated on Evan Mobley Tyvus? For about 5 minutes last
He segment. Hated on Evan Mobley. I said that I see he got moments. What That's are you true. Talking about?
You have the moments.
I don't hate on people.
You're right.
You're not
right.
A hater. It's not in my heart.
Fine. I'm going to bring up a bunch
of everybody.
No. We are going to Thursday kick people out of the Hall of Fame. That's part of what the haters ball is going to be on Thursday.
Listen, Alex the King had some. He deleted it, though, but he had a whole list of people he wanted to kick out.
Right.
And look.
That's fine.
No, he put it back.
Okay, good. I'm saying
he
like.
Yeah, Michael Irvin.
Wow. Man, yes. Far, I like far. It.
Ooh, right. I got a name far. That Tyvus hates that no one's going to know who it is until we have to explain, though.
I'm going to hate him.
Michael Geiger.
Who is that?
Why do I know that name?
I don't know who that is.
Why does that name sound familiar?
He made a kick in a game that Tyvus played in.
I don't hate him.
Which game was that?
The Michigan State
game. Oh, that kid.
I don't hate him. I don't hate that man. He did what he was supposed to do.
I'm still working out what we're going to do on Friday of next week, but I have some ideas. I have an idea that I think, I don't know. It could go really good or really bad. So we'll talk. We're going to talk about it off the air.
Phones.
We'll talk about it off the air, and then we'll figure out what we're going to do. We'll see. Yeah, that's next week. And then today, of course, we're starting it off with the goofball shenanigans with Tyvus drinking lemonade, trying to drink a gallon of lemonade at 8:30.
Yeah, Ripley's here.
That's exactly right. So this is from the Spurs. Their television play-by-play voice is named Jacob Toby. Always trust a guy with two names, or don't. Reportedly being removed from his post amid an alleged affair with the sister of a Spurs player.
Did they say who the player was?
Yes. So apparently on his Instagram, photos were posted of him with Lauren Waters. She is the sister of San Antonio Spurs player Lindy Waters III. Both of them, the sister and Jacob Toby, the play-by-play guy, were seen kissing, all that stuff. Here's the problem. His girlfriend of apparently 6 years got a hold of his Instagram account and posted the following. She said, "This is my girlfriend of 6 years, but I cheated on her with Lauren Waters at Lauren K Waters. So feel free to continue following me if you really think I'm a good guy, because I'm not." And then she posted like photo strips from, like, you know, when you go to a photo booth and it prints out the actual photo. She put a couple of those on a surface and then took a picture of it and said, "Here you go. This is what the guy did." So now, the Spurs are, like a lot of NBA teams, navigating the world.
He did this?
Well, all right, hang on. I'm just laying out the whole facts of the case, and we'll get to it. Apparently, what happened next is Spurs don't have a TV home next year, so it's customary. They're looking where they're going to go because the RSNs have all failed, all the regional sports networks. So next year, they have to figure out where they're going to be. But apparently, usually when this happens, it's customary that the people who are doing the play-by-play the last year just follow along to the next place. That has been what has usually occurred. Not in this case. He's apparently been told he's not going to be there. Could be because of that, but a lot of people are speculating it's because he's involved with a sister of a current player on the team. Do you think he should lose his job over? Because I saw Colin Cowherd saying, like, how you got a lawyer up. You can't get fired for cheating. I don't think it's about the cheating. I don't think anybody cares that it's his girl, that it was like he cheated on his. I mean, I care morally, but like.
Yeah, morally, yeah. But I mean,
his job's not going to fire him for cheating.
I agree.
If there's a problem here, it's the fact that it's a person you cover on the team, you're sleeping with his sister. That probably presents a little bit of a conflict of interest when you're trying to be an unbiased, you know, play-by-play guy.
Do you think that's the caveat that warrants his firing? Is that it's?
I genuinely don't think they would care if it turned out that, like, his girlfriend said, "Oh, my boyfriend, who's the Spurs play-by-play guy, was cheating on me with some other random person." They'd be like, "That's his personal life. I don't really know what to tell you." I mean, that happens. It's the fact that there's something going on with a team, and yeah, I think that has to be part of it. There's no way that this is separated from the fact that it's a player's sister that he's involved with.
Do you also think the people that are defending him because they had never heard of this player before? Like, if it was Victor Wembanyama's sister, they probably would have been like, "Oh yeah."
Oh, I think a lot of people in the media.
Get him the hell out of here.
I think there's at least. I think that's a good point. I think that's a solid point. Yeah, I think that's a solid point. I also think there are quite a few people who are defending this guy because they are like, but for the grace of God, go I. Like, where they're like, oh, you can get fired for cheating? That's bad for my business. Like, I know
Mike Vrabel that took all kind of strays in this.
I'm going to tell you right now, like, I heard Colin Cowherd come out so vociferously in this guy's defense, I was like, I got to find out what's going on with Colin Cowherd. I'm not saying he's doing anything. I'm just saying he's just suspicious. Just like, oh, you can't even rob a bank now, huh? You can't even pass a bad check, huh? And you're like, why are you upset? Why are you worked up about this, Colin? Like, why are you worked up about it? It's not like, I get it. If the guy got fired just for like having personal life choices, sure, you can't do that. But he's banging the sister of a guy who plays for the team he covers. That's kind of too much. That's too much. And I don't know. Legally, I think they have every right to be like, we just don't want to work with you anymore. So unless he has like a contract, but maybe his contract was up and they just said, yeah, we're not renewing it. That's simple. Could have happened. You know anybody who's ever been involved with a player's sister that you've been like, hey,
get a little dicey? Player's sister.
Has there been any entanglements like that? Not with the media necessarily, but anybody you've played with where they mixed a little business and pleasure. You ever heard of that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm just I'm just saying.
What the Tigers? Oh, yeah.
That's
Ball. Yes.
Oh, yes. All right, man. I got a reminder for you that the haters are always going to be there, and we're going to talk about that. It's not, I mean, I guess it is kind of a negative story, but like, we have to point out when people are getting screwed. And I'm going to point it out to you next. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Well, good morning to our Delaware County drivers. If you're making your way out the door right now, leaving the house, 71 southbound's looking great out there. 36 to 270 is only a 9-minute commute for you. Also looking pretty great, your drive times and your roads over on the west side with that outer belt, 270, only a 6-minute commute between 33 to Roberts Road. If you're heading northbound, especially on 315 between 670 to 270, that's also looking pretty great at 9 minutes. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your Fan 25th.
Broadcasting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios. Driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good morning, I'm Dylan Gonzalez. Buckeye basketball will open their season in a unique event where four of Ohio's major basketball programs will be present. Ohio State will take on Cincinnati, and Dayton will play Xavier in a pair of exhibition contests. The doubleheader will take place outdoors at the Linder Family Tennis Center, the home of the Cincinnati Open, October 7th. On the diamond, the Cleveland Guardians defeated the Minnesota Twins yesterday to avoid a sweep in Minneapolis. Cleveland will start a 3-game series in Miami tonight at 7:10. And the Cincinnati Reds lost 1-0 against the Philadelphia Phillies. They'll host the Chicago Cubs in a weekend series with tonight's game also starting at 7:10. This update is sponsored by BMI Federal Credit Union. Take a vacation from high interest rates with special rates on balance transfers at BMI Federal Credit Union. Visit bmifcu.org/visa. Breaking sports news when it happens right here on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Tyvus Powell helped the Buckeyes win a national championship. T-Bone watched Tyvus Powell help the Buckeyes win a national championship. Equally important, you're listening to T-Bone and Tyvus.
Tweet the program at Bone and Tyvus 971. You can predict things like, do you think Tyvus is going to vomit today at 8:30 when he drinks lemonade? He's got a gallon of Milo sitting right here on the counter. Coming to room temperature, developing bacteria as we speak. He's going to chug
How
that.
How you going to sit here and shame me? You the same guy that leave pizza out all night and eat it the next day.
He's got a point there.
That's right. Is the pizza, when it's brought to you, is it brought to you in a refrigerated thing? No, it's not.
It might be refrigerated before.
Got cheese, tomato sauce, and bread.
You ain't never had
If you get a bunch of vegetables on it.
So you never had a DiGiorno's pizza,
That's
eat it
a
all?
Frozen pizza. Oh, you're saying once I cook it?
Yeah.
What do I do with it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, usually I put it in the fridge, but occasionally I've forgotten, left it out overnight.
Did you eat it the next day?
Yep. Bang. No hesitation whatsoever. He pulled from 40 feet. Bang.
Yeah, by the way, right. If people are able, they should try to watch Tyvus do the lemonade chug on the YouTube.
We're attempting to get it set up. Absolutely right. So this is, yes, so that's what we're going to do today at 8:30. So we should have video. We will have audio. We'll have all that together. I mean, all the equipment's there. So we're going to do this at 8:30. We're going to have to go outside so that Tyvus, if he does spew, it does not go all over our beautiful radio equipment in here. It'll go over our beautiful radio and TV equipment outside. That's where it'll go. Perfect. All right.
There will be no vomiting.
I hope not. I do hope not. Now, I want to preface this. I want to warn you. This is a bit of a sad story as far as what happens here. Someone dies in the story I'm about to tell you, okay?
No.
But I'm bringing this story up because it just shows you how the media is and how sometimes it doesn't matter what you do in life, you're not going to get credit for it, okay? The haters are always going to be there, so don't let them get you down. That's the silver lining we're trying to put on this admittedly bad story, okay? So a student pilot in Cordoba, Argentina,
okay,
was flying with her instructor, okay? They're flying this single-engine, like, Cessna plane. So, you know, like the planes you see if you've ever been by a regional airport, got one little engine in the front, that's it. Okay. It's just a tiny little plane. It fits two or four people in it, that's it.
What is this, the Wright brothers? Go ahead.
No, it's like the one you learn. It's the very like smallest plane you can kind of learn on before you go become like a pilot of bigger planes, double engine planes, whatever. Anyway, so apparently this pilot, aspiring pilot's flight instructor, his name, 42-year-old flight instructor Leandro Andres Bertazzo, was giving this flying lesson in a Cessna C-150, according to reports. The 22-year-old student pilot was flying the plane when Mr. Bertazzo looked over at her and says, "You know what to do." He then removed his headset. He grabbed some of his belongings and put them together. He then opened the door of the aircraft and jumped out. Jumped out of the aircraft. Now, I didn't say anywhere
what
in there.
He grabbed, "You know what to do."
He looked at his student and said, "You know what to do. Peace out." Jumped out of the plane. Didn't wear a parachute, obviously. So, this was a disturbed human. Not disturbed. I'm not trying to say that. This is a guy who is obviously dealing with some mental health issues. And sadly, unfortunately, it looks like they got the better of him here. And he decided to do that. Now,
he didn't try to grab him. I'd be like, "Whoa!"
Well, I'm sure she was probably stunned. She's probably like, "What?" Huh? And then out he goes. Now the story is like, anyway, she landed the plane. Now this guy, and then they go into like his whole backstory and how, you know, he used to fly these different airlines. He used to do. They got the whole story on this guy. The picture of the article is this guy. I read this article five times. The only thing it says here was the student's name was Rosario. They don't give a last name. We get no picture of her. We get no like information on what should be the headline is student pilot abandoned by guy who was teaching her to fly lands the plane.
Nah, I disagree.
This whole story. That's not the story. They're like, she landed. Anyway, the plane. What about this guy who jumped out? Like, who's this guy? This girl was she's trying to learn how to fly. Maybe. The guy who's teaching her how to fly is like, "See ya."
It's not like it was her first day in a plane. She was essentially taking her driver's test and passed after a dude jumped out of the plane.
You think that's kind of the bigger story?
He's the star. She's the co-star.
I think the bigger story is he didn't trust her to land the plane.
I mean, that could have been. I don't know. Maybe that is right. I don't know what happened there. But yeah, they spend the whole rest of this article being like, anyway, she landed the plane. Who cares? Like, this is the most traumatic thing you could witness as a human being is someone that you know basically piecing out on life right in front of
this
you.
This is her professor?
No, it's a flight instructor. I don't know if they call him professor.
Like, what was their relationship before this?
When you go to get a pilot's license, you have to fly so many hours with a trainer, like, who is a certified pilot. You can't just get in a plane and be like, "All right, I got this," and then, you know, bam, like you just crashed the plane.
So it ain't like the driver test where you drive and then when it's time to take the test, that person
have a certain amount of hours you have to fly with an instructor.
So it's like going to driving school.
It's exactly like your driver's test. You drive with the driver's instructor for a certain amount of hours, yeah, and then you go and driving take school. It to the test.
But what Tyvus is pointing out here is that like this person was not, it's not like when you get your temps and you can drive with an adult. Yeah, you have to drive with an adult, but like they have certain rules when you're flying that you have to fly with a certified pilot. I'm just saying, to me, the story, Rosario is the hero of this story of like, hey, you landed a plane during this traumatic thing. Why are we not talking about how great of an accomplishment that was? Instead, we're all focused on the guy who jumped out. And I get it. That's sad. It's a terrible story, but I think maybe I'm wrong. I feel like the focus of this story should be woman who's like flight instructor did this thing, jumped out, left her, by the way, by herself in the plane. He is, yes, here's a memorial on him. She landed this plane through all this trauma. It could have been her last flight too, for all we know. He abandoned her at a place where maybe she crashes the plane because she doesn't have her instructor there. She brought it down safely.
She probably thought, well, one person died. I can't be two. Somebody got to tell the story.
I guess.
It's a lot of pressure, actually. He put a lot of pressure on her doing that.
He put a ton of pressure on her. And then if she doesn't make it, that's also on him, by the way. That's on that guy. So I'm just saying
he's selfish.
Well, I mean, I'm saying it's mental health, and I'm not minimizing, obviously, the struggles that exist there. What I am saying is that person who's flying the plane now has to land it without her instructor. That seems difficult.
T-Bow, that would have meant I would have tried to grab, like, whoa, what are you doing?
I'm sure she did, but what do you, don't expect that? You don't expect the guy.
I would have thought he was kidding until that door flew open. I would have been like, oh, no, he did. Serious. I would have grabbed him. Like, no.
Yeah, I guess it said he was, so he was 42 years old. So obviously, you know, that's a tragic situation. But I'm reading this article and I'm like, who was the person? Who's this student? And they're like, her name, Rosario. Why are you focused on her? This guy. And it's like, no, I'm curious how this person landed in the plane. That seems. Like, I don't know. That just seems like a thing seems like the Sully movie and they focus on the geese that hit the plane. It's like, that just seems like maybe we should focus on the pilot who did the amazing thing to get the plane back on the ground.
I thought this was going to be like the Denzel Washington movie. I thought that's where this was going.
Oh, where was he like drunk? Yeah, the whole movie. Is that the one? Does he go upside down?
God help me. Yeah. What did you say? God help me.
My favorite. We need to get the drop when he's in court and they ask him about if he was drunk while he was flying the plane, and he's like, I'm drunk right now.
Yeah. Oh,
it's not to be meant to be funny, but it's, I die every time.
The phrase, I'm drunk right now, I feel like we could apply that to a lot of things in sports, where it's like, what are the Browns doing? I'm drunk right now. Like, yeah, we got it. That, by the way, did you ever watch that Sully movie, speaking of pilot movies?
No.
So that's the one where the guy lands it, you know, in the Hudson after it hits the birds.
That's a Tom Hanks movie, right?
Yeah, Tom Hanks plays Sully Sullenberger, the guy who flew the plane and had to land it on the Hudson. No one had ever done like this type of water landing.
I
know nothing about this. Tyvus, you're not aware
Thomas
that a
Hanks
guy,
never heard of him. Tyvus.
I know who Tom Hanks is.
You're not aware of the situation, the real life situation where a pilot was leaving one of the New York airports. They took off. They're going up to their like ascending altitude and they hit birds. It destroyed the engines of the plane. They couldn't make it to another runway to land. The only thing he could do was land it in the Hudson River on the water, an airplane.
When was this?
Like, I don't know, 15 years ago, probably.
Oh, man.
No, you didn't hear about this. What? You never heard of the guy who landed a plane in the Hudson River?
No. You know, I don't really. You know, I live in Tyvus.
I find that out more every day.
And if it ain't sports related, I really don't know.
Well, that's not true, Tyvus.
Is that right?
Because I know me and you have passed flight school before, but I'm not so sure about T-Bone.
Flight? You talking about Wiz Khalifa?
No, Grand Theft Auto San Andreas.
Definitely did that.
We passed flight school.
I don't even know what that is.
I know what
San Andreas is. What is flight school in the game? Do you actually go to
flight school in the game?
Oh, I don't want to think about how people have not taken that seriously. I don't want to think about the places those people have
flown. It only took me like 100 attempts, but I passed.
Well, I bet there are people who have never passed. If you could just fly a plane around, like I'm sure in that game, that's not how that would go. All right. Let's see. Do the members of the media like Tyvus Powell doubt the Bengals more than they should? We'll discuss it next. T-Bone and Tyvus on The Fan.
Fan traffic
from the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Good morning and welcome to your Friday. I've got to be honest, the roads are looking pretty quiet out there. I was seeing some slowdowns in our southeast side, passing Bexley 70 at 33. That interchange, no longer the case. 70 westbound as you're heading towards the downtown area. Same situation, delays were noticed. 71 in that northbound direction, passing places like Grove City and Urban Crest, heading up towards downtown. No longer the case out there. Looking pretty smooth out there, I gotta say. No crashes to report either. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your fan.
Bishop and Friends.
He's terrified of the water. Apparently, he snorkeled for the first time.
An Italian guy snorkeling like that is not a good scene. I hope he had some sort of a vest on.
Bishop and Friends, sponsored by Diamond Cellar.
Weekdays from 9 to noon on The Fan. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
An isolated shower or storm is possible during the morning hours, but a better chance comes up later on today. Any of those could produce a locally heavy downpour as well. Partly to mostly cloudy skies otherwise, with highs in the mid-80s. For tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms, once again mostly in the afternoon. Partly cloudy skies, highs in the mid-80s again. For The Fan, I'm 10 Weather Impact meteorologist Justin Gertz.
If the sound of another man slammed against plexiglass turns you on, you've come to the right place. Proud to be your home for Jackets hockey. The Fan, Ohio sports destination. Tyvus has a bum wrist from playing football. Bone has a bum wrist from opening the heavy doors at Sheetz. You're listening to T-Bone and Tyvus.
I don't think we were making the poll question today. Do you think Tyvus can drink a gallon of lemonade or not in 20.42 seconds? But we could make it that. Though we're going to get the answer 8:30.
Yeah.
Tyvus is going to attempt to do that.
So you can't do that.
Yeah, it would. And I think, I mean, the voting would like be a 99% no. If not 100% no. I don't think people have faith in you to drink this.
It sounds like people got a lot of hate in their heart, Dan.
Is it hate or is it just the reality of you're trying to drink a gallon of lemonade?
Why is it that
in 20.42 seconds, which is the world record?
19 is the record. Is what I'm.
Well, 20.4. If you get in 20.41, we're not gonna.
No, that's loser talk.
By the way, do we have a stopwatch?
We got phones.
Yeah, we do have phones. That's guess what you're getting. You're getting a phone today. Get a phone timer. So now I will. I think Dylan, you should do it. I'll do it too. We'll do it all on our phones to get the best average time here to make sure. May have to set it. Does your phone timer go up to like 12 minutes? 15 minutes? Does it go to? Yeah, because I don't think you're doing this in 20 seconds. I don't know if you're doing it in 20 minutes.
Throw the head back. It's like taking a shot at the bar. Mm-hmm. Throw the head back.
Fish went out and got you a real pitcher to put in here.
Yeah, he said it. He said it wasn't Slade Ciccone.
That's, you know what, that's, I like, that's, hey, that's good material right there, Fish. I like that. That's nice. Yeah. So we have it now. We have a pitcher. So you have a wider, like you have a wider receptacle to drink out. Drinking out of that little opening on the top of the gallon of lemonade, that wouldn't work. You get too much air trapped in. Now you can really just tilt your head back and chug it.
Yep.
See what happens. So I saw this story. This is, ESPN, of course, you know, we're in ranking season. We're in everything's got to be discussed ad nauseum because there's no football going on. So if you want to talk football, you got to come up with stuff to do. So ESPN has gone out and they do this with a lot of different position groups. They get executives, coaches, and scouts to rank the top NFL defensive tackles for 2026. All right. Mm-hmm. Now they did this with other positions too. They're doing, they did running backs on July 6th, corners July 7th,
mm-hmm.
edge rushers on July 8th, defensive tackles yesterday. Today is tight ends. If you're wondering when they're getting to quarterbacks, it's next week, July 13th, but whatever.
I wonder who they're going to put at number one.
Well, I'm
sure. Matthew Stafford.
I'm sure we'll debate it when it comes out. But this is, again, not just like media members. This is the people who run the game, executives, mm-hmm. coaches, and scouts. Okay? It's their job to know this stuff. They said the number one defensive tackle this year in the NFL is Leonard Williams from the Seahawks.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, pretty great player, had a pretty great season. The Seahawks won the Super Bowl, and he was a big reason why. So scrolling down this list, they have Jeffrey Simmons of the Titans, number two, Jalen Carter from the Eagles, who loves, just watch out when he's on the roads, but when he's on the football field, he's very good.
Yeah, I'm interested to see if they're going to pay him. Mm-hmm. They keep talking like they're not going to pay him.
Well, that
is it because he spits on people?
Oh, yeah, there was that too. I forgot.
He almost made it more. He had a chance to do one of the craziest things on the field that I would have ever seen in my life. Remember when they was playing the Chiefs and he tried to catch Patrick Mahomes' spike?
Yes.
If he would have caught that ball,
yeah,
he would have changed the game. And it's sick because he still, to this day, should have changed the game. If I played defensive tackle and I knew they was about to spike the ball, I would do what he did and try to catch it. Mm.
No, that's fair.
He came really close.
He did.
Closer than I thought was humanly possible.
Well, that you're right. What happens like when Peanut Tillman would punch the ball out? That was like, oh, what a revolutionary idea. And now what do they call it? The peanut punch, and everybody gets taught it. That's exactly what they would do with defensive linemen. They would, if he had done, or they, I mean, even though he came close, it kind of still makes you think maybe that's something you should start teaching a little more. I don't know. Chris Jones, they have number 4 from the Chiefs. Derek Brown with the Panthers, they have him 5th. They have Quinnen Williams 6th. This is best defensive tackles in the league. Now, why am I bringing this up? Defensive tackle radio. It's big for ratings. But number 7 on this list is Bengals defensive tackle Dexter Lawrence, who, of course, they went out and got in free agency.
Yes.
Now, I don't blame Bengals fans when they feel this way. There is a sentiment among some Bengals fans that whenever someone goes to play for their organization defensively, that is viewed as a knock on them because that defense has been so bad. And when you see these little preseason ranking things come out, guys get dropped down more so than probably what is normal. I find it odd. They had Dexter Lawrence in this ranking last year. They have the rankings for where they were last year. Highest they've been ranked, lowest they've been ranked, whatever. Last year, Dexter Lawrence, 27 years old, was ranked number 1 on this list.
Mm-hmm.
Now, last year, he also went out and had half a sack. So I understand the numbers weren't there.
Mm-hmm.
But in this article, they literally go out of their way to say that, like, he did not fall this far in performance. He still is a guy that is an automatic double team the second he steps on a football field.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess it's 2 parts, Tyvus. 1, do you think he's a little underrated here? And 2, do you think that whatever bit of doubt there is from people, he'll erase that now that he's in Cincinnati?
Well, I think you have to. I mean, I think that the list is perfect for him for motivational purposes. And he has to understand, like, I'm going to a defense, a place that the defense is the problem. It's the worst thing. He could be the number one thing to help turn it around. So he has to play at his best. I mean, didn't they give up their first round pick for him?
I bet that you're right.
Yeah. They gave him like an extension. Mm-hmm. So he has to. He has to be that guy that comes out. And then on top of that, at some point, if he shows his dominance early, it's going to help the younger guys be able to be successful on all defensive line. You know, the Shamar Stewarts of the world and what's the other guy? Miles Murphy, whatever his name is.
But they,
like, you got, like, those guys are kind of dependent on Dexter Lawrence. So I think that, 1, he will turn it around. 2, in the division that he's in, he's a big part because you think about the Ravens. They're going to want to run the ball with Derrick Henry. The Browns are going to want to run the ball with Quinshon Judkins, and then Pittsburgh runs the ball as well. So he is a big focal point in being able to help that defense stop and win some games.
I don't want to hear a damn thing from Cincinnati.
No, not at all. I mean, not at all. Dude, There's no excuses.
First of all, the fact that he's 7th on this list now, he went from 9 sacks when he was ranked the number 1 defensive tackle to, like you said, about a half a sack. I feel like they put him 7th on the list because he was number 1 the year before and because his name's Dexter Lawrence. His tackles were way down. Like, and there was a lot, like, at the end of the season, the Giants weren't in it, and I'm sure there was, I don't want to say he was quitting, but they weren't playing in meaningful games.
He packed it in.
Okay, he packed it in.
It's a business decision, right? He felt like, but I'm not going to be here next year anyway. I don't want to be here necessarily.
But for the Bengals to say that anything about their team this season is underrated or underappreciated, like, they're being crowned already in a lot of circles. Honestly, this might be the team that I'm rooting against the most this season.
Really?
Based off of all this preseason chatter, I just want to see them fall flat on their face. This team hasn't made the playoffs since 2022, and you got people out here, people on this station saying they're going to win 14, 15 games. What are we talking about?
Dang. I mean, listen, though, if... All right, hold on.
Let me look at day's schedule, right? Let me play the schedule.
We
have avoided it so much this offseason. I do not want to start it now, Tyvus. I don't want to look at schedules. What I want to ask you is the point you have made about Myles Garrett, that when the Browns lose Myles Garrett, that's an automatic double team or even a triple team.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's not going to happen. On the other side of that, Bengals are adding in a guy that is an automatic double team. Does that not make life easier for everybody else in that defensive line?
Yes.
If that makes life easier for not just the defensive line, but the linebackers too, suddenly now, if that front 7 gets pressure, or front however many, because, you know, there's all these hybrid systems, but if you've got guys getting pressure, then doesn't that make the defense just I don't think any Bengals fan says the defense needs to be top five. It needs to be top half of the league.
Yes.
In most categories.
Yeah.
So Dexter Lawrence seems like
top 20.
Right. That if the offense is healthy, then your defense.
Top 20 defenses don't win Super Bowls. They got to be better than that.
The top 20 defense. I don't
when
know.
When they
man.
Were in the. When they went to the Super Bowl that year, their defense wasn't top 10, was it?
Yeah, and they didn't win the Super Bowl.
But I'm okay.
They were.
You need to get down. You need to stop.
That's a dumb argument.
You know what I mean.
They were like a quarter away from winning the Super Bowl. They were a couple drives away from winning the Super Bowl.
They were literally a chip of Aaron Donald away.
Yeah.
Because Jamar Chase had Jalen Ramsey beat like a drum on the fade route.
They were ranked sixth in 2022. And defense.
Oh, that's okay. Correct. Good. All right. Good for the top 10 defense. All right. Fine. If they can,
points, by the way.
All right. I'm saying, like, if they're top half of the league in most categories, right? Like, defensively, they have to be sound not just at the front of the defensive line. Like, they got to be sound everywhere. But, like, if you have an offense that's capable of doing what we think this Bengals offense should be capable of doing, I mean, by God, if your defense is not one of the worst defenses in the league, you should be pretty good. But, I don't know. I don't think it's unwarranted, the hype. I do think sometimes, you know, defensive players do go to Cincinnati and then underperform. That's where some of that stigma has existed. But I expect that to change this year in a big way.
Dylan is a Cincinnati hater.
I love knowing that he's the hater now.
I can't wait to watch this season.
I can't wait either.
I will update him every week. Dylan, just so you know.
Oh, we got Bengals up there.
14-3 is still in play.
You imagine if the Bengals have got like four, like if they've got 11 wins for the first like 13 games and Baker Mayfield is just dropping like, I don't know, say he's got 25 touchdowns through like his first 10 games, like Dylan's going to be miserable.
If the Bengals and the Bucks play in the Super Bowl, I might resign.
Only thing that can save you is if Arch Manning is still doing his thing.
Football. Things are getting messy up in Michigan. Details in 2 minutes. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Well, thankfully, not seeing any issues for drivers taking 33 in that westbound direction over at Gender Road. Heading up towards 270, that's only a 5-minute commute for you. And hey, good morning to our friends in Madison County. If you're leaving the house right now, take 70 eastbound if you can. Only a 12-minute commute, nice and green, between 42 to 270. I'm 10 TV's Brianna Albizu with your Fan.
T-Bone and Tyvus is sponsored by Capital Ford of Columbus. Find your dream ride and get approved fast at CapitalFordOfColumbus.com. T-Bone would like to take a second to remind everyone that Eddie George is awesome and that Ronnie James Dio was an American treasure. And that pickles are gross. Thank you. Here's T-Bone and Tyvus.
I found out in the break that T-Bone is a genius.
I'm not a genius.
So we was watching Encova, and
Insurance company. They were giving out their scholar athlete of the year.
Yes,
and they had a volleyball player who's going to the College of Worcester.
Yes, and I said she must be a genius, and she had an ACT score of 27. And I said, T-Bone, T-Bone was like, well, she wasn't as good as me. I said, what'd you get on the ACT? I said, what'd you get, 19, 20? He said, Tyrus, I got a 30.
That's
pretty elite.
I did get I'm telling you right now.
If you got a 30, boy, listen.
I don't know how it happened, but I walked out of that. I walked out of when I took the ACT. My dad was, you know, waiting for me, and he goes, how do you think it went? I said, Dad, I either bombed that thing or I aced it. Because I walked out of there thinking, like, that's all you got? That was easy. Like, I was convinced. Ooh-wee. I bombed it. I was like, we may have to come back here because I think I bombed this.
Yeah, you got the results.
And we got the results back, and I was like, I just smiled. I guess whenever.
We set the over-under on you, Dylan, 25.
I took the over for what it's worth.
I'm taking the under.
Under, barely.
What you get, 23?
24.
That's great.
For you.
That's really good.
You know what I got?
What'd you get?
So before I took the test, I said, you know, my scholarship was already, I had Ohio State, and they said, this is what you need. You need an 18 just to get the scholarship.
Okay.
And I was like, 18? Okay. Yeah. All right. Let's go in there. Let's take the test. Mm-hmm. Know what I got?
What'd you get?
18. And I said, I'm not taking it no more. I could definitely do better, but what do I need to do that for?
The difference is, like, I was like, the only chance I'm getting into any school is if I can ace this ACT. So I put a lot of pressure on myself to get it right.
Because the schools give a free one, right?
Yeah.
On the free one, because I'm like, it was the first time free one. All right, whatever.
Actually, I don't know.
Prep, nothing. Just 18. That's all right, good. Hey, I ain't got to do it no more.
I don't think if ours did, I don't know if I took it or I wasn't there, because I know I had to go somewhere. I went with my dad.
We went out to London. Yeah.
We went to London, I think, is where I took it. London, Ohio, obviously.
By the way, I need to correct something I said in the last break, that the Bengals was 6 in scoring in 2022. That was for the 2022 season. But for the 2022 Super Bowl, we need 2021 stats.
Oh, right. What were they?
They were 17th in scoring and 18th in total yards and made the Super Bowl, to your guys' point.
Just be top 20. That would be good. I didn't realize the next year they were like top 10.
I didn't either. Yeah.
That's crazy.
And that's the last time they made the playoffs.
Was Burrow hurt that year, or did he? I can't remember what happened that year.
I'm pretty sure he was healthy and they made the playoffs, and then they lost to the Ravens, I think, in the first round.
I'm pretty sure that next season was the year that Lou started doing that stuff where he would like play man coverage. He would disguise. They would do the seven.
Lou Amarillo? Amaruno?
Yeah.
Why am I saying Amarillo?
He would do that.
Amarillo by morning.
He would put that seven across and then like say, which we're going to play man-to-man in this, but you got everything inside leverage. So, like, when the quarterback would snap the ball, he couldn't tell that they was in zone or man, but, like, you couldn't get beat on the inside. It was unbelievable. Then he'd switch it and be like, all right, we got the outside on it. It was cold. You got to go back and watch. It was cold.
Really?
Yeah. I loved it. I was like, yeah, I would be confused if I was a quarterback.
That's good. I didn't know he had it dialed in like that. All right, things are getting messy up in Michigan. Sharon Moore's former assistant, you know, that would be the one that he had the affair with, Paige Shriver.
Yeah.
I believe is how you say her name.
Shriver, I think it is.
Yeah, whichever one. She filed documents on Wednesday. Basically, it's a lawsuit. They filed a lawsuit against Michigan, mm-hmm. her and her attorneys, stating they have repeatedly requested information from Michigan about her relationship with Sharon Moore. But the university keeps shutting them down. Shriver claims it's a violation of the Michigan Freedom of Information Act, and now she's seeking a court order to obtain the records. So apparently she has requested February of 2026, this year, when all this, you know, is kind of going down, she requested the audio, video, and transcripts of interviews conducted with herself, her dad, and Sharon Moore, but the university has denied them, citing an ongoing investigation. She also has asked for emails between Moore and Michigan Athletic Director Ward Manuel that include the following words.
She about to get Ward fired.
FOIA, Freedom of Information Act, mm-hmm. reporters use this too. You can literally go say, I want every email that includes any of these key words, mm-hmm. and then they'll send you, you know, a document with all the stuff in it, right?
Yeah.
So she wants any emails between Ward Manuel and Sharon Moore that include the following words. Affair, discipline, abortion, pregnancy, and baby. But the school has claimed it was, quote, exempt information, and they're not providing it. So she's going to court to say, you have to give me that. Now,
if Ward Manuel's in there.
Oh, my God.
Listen, that guy has been skating. I don't know how he.
I don't know either.
I don't know who. He must got some naked pictures of the president or somebody. I don't know what's going on, but he gets away with everything.
Like a few people might have. But anyway.
This right here.
Go talk to our friends in Russia. They may have a few of those, too, for whatever it's worth. The point is, yeah, like Sharon Moore, I'm just saying, that situation, if it was known by the AD that like you were cheating with an, because their whole claim,
he's done.
Am I wrong, Dylan? Their entire claim back when this broke was like,
we
just found out about this. Yeah, like you, were shocked. And meanwhile, these rumors were persisting for months before this ever
First of all, why would they email it to each other?
I would think that's probably not something that
I would face to face talk to you.
Exactly what I would think any intelligent, like anybody who's trying to get away with anything like that would say, let's not put this in the email.
It scares me because why don't they want to release the email?
Well, I don't know. There's probably, I don't know what the rules are. I know that like sometimes when Freedom of Information Act stuff is done, they'll release some email, but then it'll have everything redacted. You know, and it's like because of like, I'm not saying this is the answer here, but I know for other things, like with Ohio State, if you ask them, like, hey, I want all the records for like a player, you know, on like what their grades were or something, they would be like, well, that's student privacy laws. You don't get that. You can't have that. Mm-hmm. The Freedom of Information Act does not trump that type of stuff. Okay. So there might be some laws that prevent this from being released just in general, regardless of who's asking for it. So I don't know if that's why they're going to a judge to say, hey, are they right to say that I can't have these emails about me and about, because again, if people don't know,
so what is
the
her
report is that she was pregnant and had to have an abortion because of medical issues that she was having, not necessarily because of pressure from anybody else.
What is she seeking from all of this?
Well, she's probably filing a lawsuit against the school saying that as an employee, they did not protect her from an employer who, like, okay, someone at a, you know, at a higher level who is engaging with you in that type of conduct.
Did she report it?
That's what I don't know. And it apparently, that's what we're getting to here, right? Is that,
yeah, oh, to see if she,
there's a power balance.
Well, I mean, she also still got to report it, though, right?
I don't know the rules. I would guess so. And I don't know if her claim is I tried to report it and they shut me down.
Oh,
or they tried.
Okay.
I don't know if that's her claim. I'm saying like that might be why she wants to get this information, because it sounds like, I mean, she's lawyered up. There's going to be more coming from this, I'm sure. So, yeah, bad news for Michigan there. It is getting messy. All right, we have a game show coming up next. Trying to convince Tyvus to get his young son, who clearly has all, you know, between him and his wife, both were great athletes. America needs more soccer players, great athletes at soccer. So I'm going to try to convince Tyvus his son needs to play soccer. How are we going to do that? We're going to tell you how much each World Cup star is making. We'll play a little game. You're going to have to guess that. Coming up next, T-Bone and Tyvus on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
The east side looking a whole lot better this morning after a disabled vehicle was cleared in that area. It's just passing Bryce, affecting that 270 southbound ramp to 70 westbound. That right shoulder, though, is officially back open. But we are seeing some delays, some slowdowns, folks. Of course, as always, 71 in that northbound direction at Greenlawn Avenue, right before you're hitting that 315, 70, and 71 interchange. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your Fan
Qualify.
Man once shaved Timmy's leg live on the air. Tune in weekdays at 3 to see what else they'll shave.
Wait, what else they'll shave? Who the hell wants to listen to that?
Common Man and Timmy. Smooth as silk.
Okay, The Fan.
The Fan Poll is sponsored by JT's Pizza and Pub, home of award-winning pizza and $2 tall boys. All day, every day.
Tyvus played in some of the biggest stadiums in the world.
T-Bone has eaten some of the biggest pizzas in the world.
You're listening to T-Bone and Tyvus.
All right, we are about 45 minutes away from Tyvus Powell chugging lemonade.
That's right. And listen, if you're in the radio, if you're in the car, and you get home and you want to still hear slash see it, just tell your smart speaker to play 97.1 The Fan and get it on the TV, because you don't want to miss this. Get home, get to YouTube, all of that going, because y'all are going to see the most incredible thing you've ever seen.
Are we?
The regular regular Joe Schmo, Tyvus Powell, everyday citizen, breaks world work. It's not like you see it every day.
I mean, or okay.
Baker's doubt me. He just asked me, why are you doing this? I said, Baker, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
I mean, I love lemonade. He said, you're going to puke. I said, Baker, I'm not going to puke. It's not happening.
It's not about
iron
desire.
Stomach.
No. It's not about desire here.
Fire and desire.
No.
Rick James.
Freed from desire. That's a whole nother song. The point is, you're stomach is only so big, and if you put so much fluid into it at one time,
he's got a big stomach though.
Thank you.
Well, I know, because he's a foodie, as we have talked about.
If this was back when I was like 205,
yeah,
I would understand. But being 260, like, I got to utilize this because it's about to go away and never return. So I need to do all, like, I'm gonna lose some weight.
Oh,
so when that happens, right, like, I will never get a chance to do, I'm not going to do this anymore. So I got to take advantage of this, which, by the way, brings me to this. I meant to tell you this the other day. I got some Iaconos pizza.
Oh, yeah.
It is delicious.
Iacono's is one of the all-time great pizzas in the city of Columbus.
It was delicious.
I mean, it's up there, what is Shawnee Hills area? Yeah, exactly right. You never had that before?
No, but it was really good.
Now, if you really want to stretch the stomach, you go there. I don't remember what days they do it, but I'm pretty sure they do a pizza buffet. One of the great
That's too much.
It's the right amount for you because it's a buffet.
What are you talking about?
A buffet is however you want one plate of pizza. Go right ahead.
I'm going to pay $13 to get one plate of food.
But it's all piping hot and fresh. You get it right there. And you might
just
get
order
like
a box and get it piping hot and fresh.
What if they bring out we got a sausage and onion pizza. Well, you don't like onions.
That's right.
Sausage and pepperoni pizza. You might say, well, I would try a slice of that.
That's what I would have just ordered.
Here's a barbecue chicken pizza. You could try that. You could have a...
get you a little slice. Maybe just get one little slice.
I don't know if they do a Hawaiian. Just saying. Like, whatever they have. Maybe a veggie pizza they bring out. You just try different things. At the pizza buffet, you can have all different kinds of things. Why is this a difficult concept? That seems awesome. You're the guy going to drink a gallon of lemonade. You're trying to tell me you don't like to eat? Come on. That's ridiculous. I don't believe it.
Didn't Yogi Berra say that lemonade chugging is 90% mental and the other half is physical? I think it's mainly mental.
It's all mental, Tyvus. That's right. The other 90% and the other half. I like it's the many Berra-isms from back in the day. All right, Tyvus, it's game show time. Dylan, you're in on this too. Okay. All right. Do we want to alternate? Or I guess I'll just give you a question. I'll give each of you a question, then we'll go from there.
Let's do it.
The World Cup has been going on.
Mm-hmm.
The players obviously play for their national teams, but this is not about how much they make with their national team. This is about how much they make for their club team. Okay.
I have no knowledge of this.
I know you don't. Just want to help you out. Erling Haaland.
Okay. He got to be worth like $50 million.
Over under is $45 million.
I'm taking the over
per year. This is the per year contract.
Over,
bang. That's right. You want to know how much this man makes per year? $60.9 million per year.
I was not familiar with this game. That's not
like endorsements. That's straight
from the club, homie.
Straight cash, homie. That is
what he gets in both salary and then bonuses from the club, it's like signing bonuses and stuff like that, but that's what he's got. Next one up, Kylian Mbappe plays for Real Madrid, right? Real Madrid is a huge club. Over under $52 million.
You asking me or Dylan?
Dylan, this one's for you. Sorry, Tyvus, I forgot.
I feel like Mbappe needs to make more. I'm going to go with over.
That's a good call by you. Kylian Mbappe's gross salary is $35.6 million. However, his bonus pay this year, $46.1 million for a grand whopping total. He gets $81.8 million.
He got a $47 million bonus?
Every year. Yes. And actually, believe it or not, at Real Madrid, Kylian Mbappe is taking a pay cut. When Kylian Mbappe played for Paris Saint-Germain, big club in France, Paris Saint-Germain, his total compensation per year, base salary was $77 million. His bonuses were $65
million. Wow.
This man made over $140 million for three straight seasons, Tyvus. And when he came to Real Madrid, they were like, hey, we love to pay you this much. This was his favorite club growing up. He wanted to go play for Real Madrid, and they were like, look, we can't pay you what you're worth. We'll pay you less if you come here. We'll still pay you. And he said, all right, I'll take a pay cut to $81 million per year.
How many years was he with the previous club?
He was with Paris Saint-Germain from 2017 to 2023. I'm sorry, 2024.
7 years. He made over $100 million for 7 years?
No, early on he was making like 25 and then 45.
Okay.
And then he had 3 years where he made 150, 147, 144.
You know, it's crazy. You turn on and watch France. I get it.
Oh, yeah, this was their star.
Every game.
Their star playing for their, like, one of their biggest clubs. So, yeah, of course, they were paying him. But now he's only making $81 million.
Is this the part where, like, for him to leave, they had to pay the transfer fee?
Oh, the transfer fee was insane. I don't remember exactly what it was. But, yeah, there was a... Actually, I can't remember. It may have been... You know what? With him, now that I think about it, there was something where I think he just waited out his contract because they wanted to, like, re-sign him. And he said, no, I just want to go to Real Madrid. So, you don't want to... If you don't want to get a transfer fee from me, I'll just not sign the contract and I'll just wait and then I'll go for free. I can't remember if that's how that worked or not, but he ended up going to Real Madrid.
Well, they're idiots because I would have traded the goddamn money out of them.
That's a fair point by you. Lamine Yamal, he is a star player for Spain, plays for Barcelona, huge club in Spain.
Okay.
This year.
Under.
Over under $28 million per year. I want to point out.
Wait a minute. How many years has he been playing?
Let me see. Hold on. By the way, he was born June 30th. Or no, I'm sorry. He's 18 years old.
Under.
This is his fourth year on this contract.
It might be over. Dude. He's 18.
$28 million over under. Lamine Yamal.
Hey, I feel
he's
like
on it, a McDonald's cup.
I feel like it might. Oh my god. Give me this slight over.
You're right.
Yes.
$35.6 million is what. And again, I want to point out he's 18 years old.
$35 million at 18.
When he was not 18.
When did they start? How old?
4 years ago when he was 14, $4.2 million.
Is he playing in, like, even playing, first playing in the league?
No. Not at that point.
You got to be 18 to start playing in the league?
No. They brought him up when he was like 16. But I'm saying when they had him on.
He played in the, like, with grown men at 16.
And was one of the best players on the field. Yes.
At 16?
Yep.
Trace, you might be.
Trying to bring it to your attention. Now, the next one, Cristiano Ronaldo. He plays for Al Nassr.
Oh, my goodness.
He's in the Saudi League. So keep
whatever
that
you say
in mind.
Over.
Dylan, this
Dylan's
is for
question.
You.
All right, you
Dylan,
say,
I'm going to give you a number here. Cristiano Ronaldo, did he make this
$1 billion
year,
over.
Did he make $200 million per year this year?
I feel like there's a trend here. I'm going to take Tyvus's advice. And I'm going to go with over.
Over's correct. Base salary. $237.9 million in base salary for Cristiano Ronaldo this year. By the way, fourth year of his deal where he got more than $200 million. This was the fourth year of that deal.
Messi getting this type of money?
I don't actually think he is. Because he's with Miami.
Right.
But, yeah, they don't have that kind. They don't have Saudi money down there. And they have all this, like, he has all this Apple stock.
Yes, that's the thing is no one really knows how much money he's getting from MLS because they literally gave him a part of the TV contract, which should be illegal. The Clippers are like, what a great business plan. We'd like to do that. Anyway, but Cristiano Ronaldo also got $48.8 million in bonuses from the club. So his total payout this year was $286.8 million. And he got that much last year. Mm. He got $260 million the year before that.
But
he got $248. So in 4 years' time, he made over $250 million each year. He got $1 billion in gross from Al Nassr in 4 years.
I need to know what the average Joe is getting.
What do you mean, what the average?
The average player.
Hey, good. I've got it. One more for you. Christian Pulisic.
Oh, my God.
Over under $5 million. Times, that was to you. Over under $5 million for the golden boy of U.S. soccer.
I would guess over.
AC Milan, which is a huge club. He's getting $7.5 million this year. Take him a collection for him at your church this Sunday if you can, because he's struggling. Hey, speaking of, we now know why Christian Pulisic took him out of the U.S.'s World Cup game. We'll tell you why next. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Noticing a new crash just into our newsroom. It is affecting our downtown commuters as well. Keep in mind that 71 southbound ramp to 70 eastbound, as you're heading towards that east side, is a little restricted out there. We have a new crash. That left shoulder is blocked in that area, so go slow and just be patient. We are seeing some delays really forming on this Friday. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your fan.
Broadcasting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios. Driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good morning, I'm Dylan Gonzalez. Buckeye basketball will open their season in a unique event where four of Ohio's major basketball programs will be present. Ohio State will take on Cincinnati, and Dayton will play Xavier in a pair of exhibition contests. The doubleheader will take place outdoors at the Linder Family Tennis Center, the home of the Cincinnati Open, October 7th. On the diamond, the Cleveland Guardians defeated the Minnesota Twins 5-2 yesterday to avoid a sweep in Minneapolis. Cleveland will start a three-game series in Miami tonight at 7:10, and the Cincinnati Reds lost 1-0 against the Philadelphia Phillies. They'll host the Chicago Cubs in a weekend series, with tonight's game also starting at 7:10. This update is sponsored by BMI Federal Credit Union. Take a vacation from high interest rates with special rates on balance transfers at BMI Federal Credit Union. Visit bmifcu.org/visa. Breaking sports news when it happens right here on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Two men who both know the value of a good hat.
You're bald!
This is Bone and Tybus.
All right, real quick. I mentioned Christian Pulisic. He apparently had a microfracture to his ween or something. I don't know. He's fine. I need to see the x-rays, by the way.
You want to see the x-rays of
his
ween?
No, because then they were like, oh, he wouldn't have been able to play anyway if they had made it. He was so injured. It's like, all right, I want to see the x-rays. I don't believe you. Anyway, whatever.
No, you and Carly Lloyd need to say sorry to him.
I don't need to say anything to him other than do better. Stop. Oh, you know what? If he did actually get hurt, what a surprise. Oh, he wouldn't be able to go again? What a surprise. The best ability is availability. Christian Pulisic doesn't have it. So, yeah, it's fine. I'm done with him.
I can't believe
he's going to be 30 in the next World Cup.
I've never seen you flip-flop on somebody this cool.
I didn't flip-flop on him.
Telling me
I was introducing
was
you to Christian Pulisic.
I
didn't say he was the greatest thing since sliced bread. I said he's one of the more famous soccer players that the U.S. has had. He was supposed to be.
It was a man amongst boys. You could tell the difference between him and everybody else on Team USA.
He apparently had a bone bruise and a microfracture of his tibia and fibula, according to the U.S. Soccer Federation, not according to a doctor. Just want to point that out. Now, whatever. That's the end of that soccer stuff. Because we talked about this right at the start of the show. There was something announced yesterday that got me very excited when I initially heard the announcement. And then everything I've heard since the announcement made me not excited at all for it. And that is Ohio State, UC, Dayton, and Xavier. The four big boys in Ohio basketball. Sorry to Kent State, Dylan, and Akron, and whoever else. Ohio University, whatever. Miami this year, great.
Oh, yeah.
Look, those four schools, a lot of fans from all those universities have said, we would love to see those teams play every single year, some kind of either tournament or just a series of games where every year they switch and they play different teams, but we'd love to have something like that happen. Obviously, some of those schools like, you know, Xavier and Cincinnati, they already play in the Crosstown Shootout. Like, they may not want to play another one. I get that. But all the other teams find a way. Well, they're going to do an exhibition series. So when I heard, hey, they're making a series where they're going to play each other, I thought that was good. And then it turns out, no, it's actually an exhibition series before the season starts. Well, okay, not ideal, but got to start somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Then they said, good news, it's going to be outdoors. What? What? They're playing it at the tennis facility in Mason, next to Kings Island, where they do the Cincinnati Open, big tennis. I think it holds like 12,000 people or something like that.
See this stadium. What's the name of it again? The stadium?
Linder Family Farm.
I just sent in the update. I already forgot.
Yeah, I don't know. It's the Linder Family Tennis Center.
Linder Family Tennis Center.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Family.
Go pick apples there. It'll be great, especially in the fall. So I heard that, and I'm like, okay, outdoor venue in October. I mean, to be fair, it could be like it is now. It could be in the 80s to low 90s. It could be scorching hot, which wouldn't be good.
No.
Or it could be raining, which would also be very bad. Or worst case scenario, it's like, well, it's not raining, but we saw lightning 18 miles away, so we have to stop this for a half an hour because of rules, which I get.
It could
for
be
safety.
45 degrees.
It could be 45 degrees, and then everybody, yeah, I mean, whatever. But I,
then they're just going to play at Dayton.
So, yes. So, I don't want to say most likely. There's a good chance this would actually be moved to UD Arena, which is actually a college basketball venue that is cool. So, that would be good to see. So, that part I don't mind. And then I thought, well, either way, at least I'll get to watch this because, you know, I'm not going to go sit outside to watch a basketball game. You know me, Tyvus. I love a dome. I love indoors. I love indoor sports. Now, I found out apparently.
It's funny to hear you definitely mad about something being outdoors.
Well, basketball's not meant to be played outside unless it's on a street ball court.
Okay.
Did James Naismith start in a parking lot? No, he started in a gym at a YWCA,
A lot of people's basketball career started at the park outside.
That's
on the blacktop.
And you know what? If they put blacktop down for this, I'd be all about it.
That's what they should do.
Do that. Get the dude from like Rucker Park with his speaker system there announcing every play.
I mean, if we're going to do it, we need to do it right.
Yes. Let's have fun. By the way,
put the chains on the nets.
How many of these AAU spoon-fed kids do you think have actually played on a outdoor court in their career?
Oh, I feel like it's inevitable.
Okay.
Right?
How many of how many of them played on a court before they were 10 more than they played on an indoor court? I bet you it's not half of them.
How many of them played on an outdoor, blacktop before they were
10? The majority of the time before they were 10, I bet you the majority of these kids played most of their basketball before they were 10 indoors, not outdoors. That'd be my contention.
I'd be kind of shocked.
I'm going to be honest. I wouldn't be shocked if Anthony Thompson has not played that much outdoor basketball.
That's what I'm saying. He's a protege. That. They don't, Tyvus, now they wrap these kids in bubble wrap and ship them off to every A, B, C, D, G, X, Y, whatever camp they got. You got numbers on them. They got shoes, deals. They got like that's happening younger and younger and younger. The kid just going down riding his bike and be like, oh, sick. There's a game going on.
I don't know.
That's not how it works now.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know, kids, what these kids do today. I thought that you always just go to the park or the YMCA, go outside. And go
the YMCA has gyms. I mean, I'm just saying, like,
yeah, but in
I
the summertime, it's outside.
All right. Well, regardless of whether or not they played outdoor basketball, I hope they play. If they do play outside, I hope it's on blacktop. I'm going to try to put a wood court out there because then you get condensation. I know it's what they're going to do, and it's stupid.
My hope for this is that I agree with everything. I agree that it's not worth risking with the weather. They're probably going to end up just playing it at UD Arena. I'm disappointed that it's an exhibition. My only hope is that the weather is so bad that they have to play it in UD Arena.
Yes.
And then it goes so well that they end up moving this in the future to regular season competition.
Yes.
That's agreed. The only silver lining.
Just put it on TV.
Hey, good news, Tyvus. According to all the things that I just learned this in the break, because I was talking to Rhyme Time, I was talking to Bake, and we're all looking for info from everything we have been able to piece together. This thing ain't going to be on TV.
I saw Spectrum News 1.
Oh, is it Spectrum News 1?
Which isn't, I mean.
Guess what's not on YouTube TV?
Right. Yes.
Spectrum News 1. So I'm just saying, like, not everybody has YouTube TV. I get that. But if you don't have Spectrum cable.
Yes, that's the only way you're watching it.
So at best, it's on Spectrum. Jake Diebler, by the way, is going to be on Bishop and Friends today at 11:15. So they can ask him about it. And I'm sure he'll be very excited about it. Look, the idea of getting those four schools to play basketball together in any capacity is great. It just sucks that the way we have to do it is outdoors in a tennis court in an exhibition setting with no cameras around, apparently, or limited viewability. Why not just make this regular season? And I know the answer is because UD or Xavier and Cincinnati have their game they already play, but we can work around that.
Do you think there's any chance we're next on the rotation to get Jake Diebler on our show since all the other shows have gotten him? Or what do you think?
They're trying to tell me. Okay. I'm in the chat trying to tell me that kids don't play outside.
I don't think they do, Tyvus.
That's a lie. My kids go outside.
Oh, my kids do too. I force them out there, but they go outside and play.
My kids willingly go outside and play.
That's not what I was talking about. I meant going back to the basketball thing. I don't think the best basketball players are just lacing up their sneakers and going to a park somewhere to play outside.
Very early on when they identify that your kid has talent, let's not let him just play out in the park for free. You can play with your friends, but we've got you shipped off to every AAU tournament in the nearby tri-state area for the next 17 years of your life. The second they start identifying talent, I agree with you. If they live in a place where there is some court right next to where they live, they can get there quickly. Yeah, they're probably out there all the time. But I don't know how many kids now who are at an elite level are trekking down a mile or two to the park and going down there every day and living there for the summer when they're on travel teams, when they're on a weight program as early as you can possibly get them on. Like, I just don't know if they have time.
It's all a cash grab, and I hate it.
I agree with you. Youth sports is being ruined by the cash grab. Cash grab. 100% on that. But, yeah, whatever. I hope they put it on asphalt and it's on TV and it's doesn't rain. But if it's going to be on hardwood, then you better play it inside. That's my take on it. Morning Breath coming up next. T-Bone and Tyvus on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Hey there, and good Friday morning to you. Still watching a crash in downtown Columbus. It's really affecting that 71 southbound ramp to 70 eastbound towards that east side. That left shoulder is still blocked and restricted for you. We looked at that traffic cam not too long ago. Looks like one car is involved. Ended up in that grassy median somehow. So still an active scene. If you can, just pass by slowly and merge towards that right side. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your fan.
Starting Saturday, July 11th, we'll take you back to some of the greatest comebacks in Buckeye football history. It's Buckeye Weekly, Saturdays at 1 p.m.
Hear the games on The Fan, OhioStateBuckeyes.com, and on the Learfield Varsity app. Go Bucks!
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
An isolated shower or storm is possible during the morning hours, but a better chance comes up later on today. Any of those could produce a locally heavy downpour as well. Partly to mostly cloudy skies otherwise, with highs in the mid-80s. For tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms, once again mostly in the afternoon. Partly cloudy skies, highs in the mid-80s again. For The Fan, I'm 10 Weather Impact meteorologist Justin Gertz.
We test marketed naming the show A Guy and His Butlers.
Oh, that is very touching.
But we thought Bishop and Friends had a better ring to it.
Weekday mornings at 9.
The Fan. One of these men was prom king. The other is Tyvus. You're listening to T-Bone and Tyvus.
There is a big difference between getting a prescription and getting a plan. When it comes to weight loss, most people already know there isn't a magical solution. Real results usually come from having the right strategy, the right support, and medical professionals helping guide the process. And now Tri-State Men's Health is offering telehealth for their medical weight loss programs. They start by taking the time to understand your particular health situation, your goals, and your long-term success before recommending treatment options. They use advanced medical strategies that are medically supervised to help achieve for your particular situation. Plus, they have combinative medical solutions that potentially take you even further towards your body composition goals. The best part is there's no cost for your initial consultation, so don't just get a prescription. Get a plan from Tri-State Men's Health. Call 800-900-9654 today.
All right, so coming up in about 15 minutes, 12 minutes, I guess, by the actual clock I'm looking at here, Tyvus is going to try to break a world record when it comes to drinking
lemonade. Down.
We have the lemonade here. We have a pitcher there. We're going to go outside of the studio so we don't mess it up when he inevitably vomits all over everything.
Slight work. Listen, if I vomit and I beat the record, then it's worth it.
No. The way the record works is...
You got to hold it down.
Yeah. Eric Badlands Booker at the Nathan's thing, their whole rule is you cannot, like...
How long?
Yeah, how long? Like, what if he chugs it, the segment's done, he goes in the bathroom, no one sees him puke?
I mean, I guess we're not going to count it. I mean, if you want to take that...
Count it!
If you want to take that stolen valor away from someone who actually kept it all down, I'm just saying, like...
We don't know if he did.
No.
He could have went backstage at the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest.
They follow these guys around for 24 hours. It's like they gotta inspect it. They have to make sure it actually comes out the other
side.
It's
time to put this 260 to use.
You're only 260 now?
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
I'm Dylan, I
don't look it, huh? I don't look 260 to you?
Dylan,
no, you look 260 to
listen
me.
Listen to me. You know the things I would do to get to 260? Not eat Twinkies is not one of them. I'll tell you that.
Sometimes it's better if people just shut up.
Shut up!
It's time for Morning Breath.
Okay, this one doesn't actually involve any audio, but I don't even know if I'm telling this guy to shut up, but I needed a place where we could just spend 10 minutes on this idiot, okay? This is Tom Dundon, who runs the Carolina Hurricanes.
Okay.
He is an owner of multiple pro sports teams, I'm pretty sure. Who else did he... am I wrong on this? I think he also owns a basketball team. Dundon Capital Partners. Oh, they own the Trailblazers. He just bought them. That's right. Trailblazers have had a bunch of issues with people. Like, he came in and fired a bunch of people who'd worked there for a very long time and gave no reason as to why, other than, well, I'm the new guy here. And
they helped Chauncey Billups run this scheme.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. So the Carolina Hurricanes obviously have been pretty great. They won the Stanley Cup. So naturally, as the tradition is, they have a plate that is on the cup that you get the names of everyone on the team who was involved in winning the cup. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now the owner typically gets his name put on the cup, head coaches, support staff, and then all the players. Let me read you the first five names. They've just shown what the new updated Stanley Cup looks like, because I think the guys now are getting to spend their time with the cup.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting their day with it.
Mm-hmm.
Here are the names that are on the cup. Tom Dundon, Varushka Dundon, Caden Dundon, Dax Dundon, Drew Dundon, Blake Dundon, and Tegan Dundon. Who are all these people? That's Tom Dundon's wife and his five sons. He put them on this thing. Are you serious? It's the Stanley Cup. It's meant for the people who actually work to make this thing happen. I have a big problem when a lot of these sports leagues, and the NHL thankfully doesn't do it, when they'll hand the trophy over to the guy who owns the team and not to the captain of the team. I think that's a big miss. But you're letting the owner get his name on there, fine. He finances the team. Yeah, I understand that.
Well, you putting his kids.
I'll even say if you want to put the wife's name on there, if she's involved, and I understand it's a partnership, like all that. The kids are getting on there?
No players.
Oh, no. The players are on there, too.
Okay.
But there's only so much room. When you look at how they're engraved, I mean, they hammer these things in.
Is this like his first Stanley Cup as an owner?
And the Canes won. I don't think.
Oh, this was their first one?
I think so.
I don't know why I thought
so. So, like, as an owner, this is his first one?
Yeah, probably.
Well, and that's why.
No, it doesn't matter.
Does matter because, like, it's. He wanted his kids to be able to come back later and be like, oh, you're on the Stanley Cup. Like, right. That's what that is.
Bone, remember last week, or it might have been 2 weeks ago, Joshua said that he hates nepotism except for when it benefits him and his kids?
Yeah.
You're telling me you wouldn't put your kids' names on the cup if you were the owner of the Blue Jackets,
cap,
let's say?
That's not cap. I tell my kids all the time are like, oh, Dad, that's great that, like, you do media, and I'm like, yeah, I do that. You have done nothing. So don't ever get it twisted that you're somehow going to be, like, just walking into this business.
What if they did do something? What if they, like,
if they do it on their own? I'm not sitting here like, what, you think next week I'm going to be like, please welcome in, here's my kids, and then they're just going to start doing
it. I'm talking about the cup. I'm talking about what if your kids was, like, hung around the team all the time and
so what?
Hey.
What are we talking about? Well, put the mascot's name on there, too. He's there every game.
I'm sure the Blue Jackets win, the mascot's name is going on there.
No, they're not. Yeah. No.
It'll say Stinger.
All right. Let me.
100% is going to say Stinger.
Here you go. How about a guy named Joel Nystrom? Joel Nystrom played 38 games for the Canes this year, okay?
38
games.
Okay.
That is, though, less than half.
Okay.
82-game seasons going to 84.
He shouldn't be on there, huh?
Well, according to the, like, hard and fast rules of how this typically works for players, if you play at least half the games, they will guarantee to put you on the cup.
Okay.
If you come in late in the season, but then you play in the playoff games, you get your name on the cup.
Okay.
But if you didn't play in the playoff games and you didn't play half the games, it's up to the good of the team to decide, hey, do we want to count that? Do we want to give this guy a ring? All that stuff.
Okay.
He got his name left off. But good news, Tegan Dundon got his name on. What a douchebag. Now, a little history for you on how the Stanley Cup has worked, just to give you how important this is. Oilers owner Peter Pocklington, back in the day, 1984, Edmonton Oilers won the Stanley Cup. Won it a few times, but this was, I believe, the first time they won it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
He put his name as the owner on there. Next to it, he put his dad's name on it. Basil Pocklington, which, by the way, that's the name I'm using to check into hotels from now on. It's like, yes, Basil Pocklington here. Yes, that's my name on the room. Anyway.
Charles Edward Cheese.
Right.
Chuck E.
Yeah,
Cheese.
There you go. So this was such a controversy when it was done because they just submit the names. The guy who engraves it puts them on there. And then it became a controversy. Like, who is Basil Pocklington? Peter Pocklington had to own up to it and say, oh, that's my dad. That's a clerical error. I probably shouldn't have done that. He realized how bad it was. Do you know what they did?
Made a new one.
Nope. On the Stanley
Scratched
Cup.
Scratched it out.
They took little X's and hammered X's over every letter of his name. So now you just see a trail of X's on the name. They've only done this a couple...
See, I wouldn't do that either.
No, the point is, it was such bad form at the time. Granted, this is 40 years ago. But it was viewed as being so out of touch that they said, no, we're not letting that happen. That's, you got to take dad's name off this. He had nothing to do with this team. And he did.
Maybe his sons might own the team one day.
Good for them. And when they own it and win it, they can get their name.
They're going to put they dad's name.
That's what we need more of in sports. Nepotism. Need more of that, not less. Now, I want to say, I don't know who had this on Twitter. There was some account that got retweeted a bunch yesterday, and it was a good line, and I'm going to repeat it here. They basically said the Stanley Cup now, with the Dundon family on it, has more Dundons than an episode of Law & Order, which I think that's a solid line. Dundon.
Dundon.
Yeah, so there you go. Don't be a douchebag if you win the Stanley Cup. Don't put your stupid kids on it. What are we talking about?
You win the Stanley Cup, you do whatever you want to do.
No, not whatever you want to do. Well, you get to do, I guess, whatever you want with the cup.
Ain't they the ones that like be partying with the cup and be drinking out of it and all that jazz?
By the way, I've always thought I would want to drink out of the Stanley Cup, but what I've also seen is there are a lot of people who take their children, like, they're little babies, mm-hmm. and they'll put them in the Stanley Cup and get a picture with it. And I've seen those children with diapers on, and I'm like, okay, that's fine. Occasionally, though, people do that without the diaper. And I think...
What?
Yeah. And I think that... You got the little baby there right now with baby Trace.
I wouldn't put an old thing naked.
Well, that's what some people do, because they're like... I don't know why, because people are weird. And then the next day you see like, hey, we're eating cereal out of it. And I'm just like, oh, God, no.
I hope they washed it. Better wash it pretty good.
All right. We are just about a couple minutes away from, are you ready to do this seriously?
Yeah. What's wrong with you? It's you nothing mean? To me. This is another day at the park.
Okay. Nothing to him. Tyvis Powell is going to attempt to break a world record live on the show, chugging lemonade. We have a gallon of Milo's. It has been acquiring bacteria for the last 2.5 hours.
Is it warm enough yet?
I don't know. You're going to have to find out. It's been sitting here under the studio lights to see if maybe we could get it warm enough for you. It's got condensation on it. So
I should have set it outside.
Yeah, you probably should have. We have a pitcher for you to drink out of. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back 2 minutes away, and we are going to have Tyvis chug this live on the air. So stick around. Go to YouTube, however you want to do it. We'll be there coming back next. T-Bone and Tyvis on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Well, as per usual, we are seeing some slowdowns really forming 71 in that southbound direction at Hudson Street, passing Linden, and making your way towards 71 and 670 towards downtown Columbus. Checking in on Delaware County, though, right now, we are seeing some intense storms in your area. So 71 northbound still looking okay when it comes to our roads. Pretty average drive times out there. At least some better news for our friends in our southeast side. Still only a 5-minute commute on 33 between Gender Road and 270. I'm 10 TV's Brianna Albizu with your
fan.com. T-Bone and Tyvis is sponsored by Capital Ford of Columbus. Find your dream ride and get approved fast. CapitalFordOfColumbus.com. Tyvis is drinking a protein shake for breakfast. T-Bone is eating a protein donut. Minus the protein. And it's more than one donut. You're listening to T-Bone and Tyvis.
All right, we are... We are outside. I am looking at a full pitcher.
There it is.
It's crazy, Tyvis. We've had the Milo's, like, gallon of lemonade sitting here. Colin is here for Ted TV. Everyone wants to see this. No, so you poured it into this pitcher.
Yes.
It looks like it's more in the pitcher than it does in the gallon, which is shocking to me. Like, I don't even know how that's possible.
Slight work.
It looks like it got... Well, that's what we've heard that phrase. It looks like it got bigger. Okay. So how are you going to do this?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, I guess I got to get a stopwatch.
Yeah, you just go. You say go, and I'm going to Throw the head back.
Dylan, can you talk to us from where you are?
I can.
Okay.
Yes.
Are you watching this?
I am watching it.
Okay.
Do I look good?
Baker has joined us, too.
So you look 260.
Before I realized this was going in the pitcher,
yeah.
I had already said more was ending up on his shirt.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then down his throat.
Yes.
There's, I mean, half of this pitcher is going to end up on his sweatshirt.
Oh, sure. I
don't
really
know how you're going to do it with the pitcher.
What do you mean? You tilt it, and you just.
This is going to be bad.
All right. You got to get, like, as far away from the inside of this building
bad.
As possible.
What's
wrong with y'all?
Oh, my God.
Y'all don't have faith in me.
Oh, well, your beard is going to be sticky for hours.
All right. I have the official.
I was going to ask if you wanted me to do the.
Oh, Jen Winters is here, too, yes.
Sorry.
No. So, Jen, I think as all of us, let's all get our stopwatches on our. Phones.
Everybody has their phones out.
We all have
their stopwatching or video in this. Everybody
and honestly,
does.
Tyvus, if this doesn't go out your nose when you puke, I'm going to be really mad.
What? Yeah, we should probably.
What is this puking?
Jen, I don't think enough's going inside of him to make him puke.
All right. Should we have him take the headset off? Because,
yes.
All right. I don't want to necessarily put stereo vomiting out there for everybody.
Oh, you're no fun.
All right. Tyvus has the pitcher in hand. He's stepping outside. He's trying not to trip over all the cables. Be careful. Oh, God. If he had tripped with that, it would be. All right.
Yeah, you got to turn so we can see you.
No, you're fine. You're good. As long as the cameras can get it. All right.
It's all down his arm.
You ready to go? Badlands.
It's already falling out
Badlands
of the picture.
Badlands, pal. Here it is.
All right, let's count it down.
All right.
Three.
We're going to do a 3-2-1. Are you ready to go? 3-2-1, go.
Oh, my God.
He's bending over now, so it doesn't
even
shoot.
To those listening at home,
it's coming out.
These
are your Travis Scotts. Why did you wear those today?
Because it goes with the outfit.
It would have been so much better.
It does go with
the outfit. It matches my outfit.
He's literally getting lemonade on.
We're now at 21
seconds.
We're already
at 21 seconds.
World record
strong. Yes, it's a world. We know. We tried to tell you. This
30 seconds.
30 seconds.
It looks like Tyvus peed his pants. There's so much liquid underneath him.
He's got maybe, folks, there's like, he's got maybe 20%. Maybe. I'm being generous with 20% of this
thing gone.
I love
that we're 40 seconds in and he's like, man, this is harder than I thought.
Yeah, we know. All right, we're just gonna call it. Dylan, just hit the buzzer because it's 56. We're
at a minute.
Yeah, you know what? Keep it going. I guess
I will.
Keep the timer going to see how long he takes. Tyvus, just go ahead and put the headset back on because we know you're not breaking the record. We knew this from the beginning.
I don't even think he's drinking that today.
Yeah, no, I said Baker that I would give him till the end of the show.
Okay,
like
that's fair.
I mean, that's he has another 26 minutes to finish all of that.
I think we made a mistake pouring this into the pitcher.
You think
I understand with the speed and the jug, there's only so much that can come out at a time, but you could control it better.
Yeah,
I think
you could.
We made a mistake going with the pitcher.
Well, I mean, there is like at least a cup of it is already on the ground.
Yeah.
Like,
well, it was to the top.
Hey,
yes,
you can put
your headphones
on.
You don't have to yell at us. Oh, are you already feeling? Wait. Are you feeling it?
Did you just say you're gonna?
It's like a, you know, just a little drink. You know.
Oh my gosh, how much do we think he got out of that?
I'd say at least
that's
half.
That's not half.
It's not half.
It's a half.
What are we doing?
This but is there's not, more on the ground than you.
Yeah,
drank.
That's not true.
I feel like we. You know what? Here, this would be. Let's pour it back into the gallon so you can have this to take home with you because there's no way you're gonna finish this today.
Oh,
might
yes.
as well enjoy
oh,
it.
Outside.
Yeah.
Sheesh.
Y'all don't trust
radio
nobody.
Equipment in here. What? Maybe a third. We'll give it maybe a third.
Maybe.
I
don't know.
It's more like
a
quarter.
Yeah, I feel like it's more like a third. Yeah, but.
This is more of an adventure than drinking. You're trying to get it back in the jug.
Yeah, I think putting it back in the jug gives him a chance to maybe finish it. But I want to see what it looks like in the actual gallon jug, where that's how I measure when I get milk out at home. Like, I can tell how much of this we have, but.
Austin Ward is walking up right now, and he's got a look on his face.
Right. What is going on?
All right, you know what?
Damn!
I left more in there. Come on.
It's like a little pinch. Oh, my,
my gosh. That looked like you're drinking it. Outside!
Jesus. As an FYI.
There we go.
So Tyvus is trying to
fill the
jug. We're
now over 3 minutes.
I know
we are.
That's
about half.
That's not even half.
That's about half.
That's not even. And it's
Austin, that's about half? face.
Yeah, full, over half full, right. Not that it's he drank, hair. Over no, half full. On, I agree with you. No, see, all right, this is...
See, that would have been easier.
I don't know if he would have stopped. There's... Are you going to throw up? Don't make yourself throw up, because honestly, as much as... I mean, I kind of think people are tuning in to see it. You don't have to do that.
Listen, this is an iron... what camera is live? What a live right there, it's right YouTube. There, yeah. Listen, iron stomach, okay? I don't puke. One thing about me is I don't throw up. Uh-huh. Now, I threw up recently, like a couple months ago.
I don't throw up. I threw up a couple months ago.
I was food poisoned.
Oh, that still counts. You're saying
that's the first time I threw up in like 10 years.
I haven't heard of anybody getting food poisoning since Rax went away.
Well,
I don't know what that is.
That's so bad. Listen,
I'm full.
Yeah, I know you are, because it's, dude. So now you need to give us some expert opinion on this, because now you've tried it. Eric Badlands Booker.
I wouldn't have beat Eric.
More than that.
But I would have came in second place.
You wouldn't have. There were other people who finished their gallons.
No, they did not.
They just threw it up.
The one guy that puked didn't finish it. He just threw up.
I'm just saying. This is...
Don't
look a lot
at me
of,
like that.
This was
Why
a lot of build-up.
And some dinosaurs rumbling in there, are there?
Nah, we good.
How's your throat feel, by the way?
What is that supposed to be?
Because, like, sometimes lemonade, the sour, it'll make your throat, like, dry.
Why you get offended by that?
Because I don't like the way that came out.
He's about the acidity of the lemonade.
Nah, he can word it differently. You can word that differently. I don't know what you're talking about.
How does your esophagus feel?
How's your trachea doing right now while we're at it? That's not even the same thing, but yeah.
I've got to give him credit. He's still trying.
He's trying. I've never doubted Tyvus to not...
plus minutes in.
Yeah, this is...
He said I got to the end of the show!
For it to be considered that you actually chugged a gallon of lemonade...
Half. I got half done.
That's fine. We'll give you... You know what? In the 5.5 minutes since we've been doing this, you got half of it down.
Well, that's more than half now, but...
Didn't you say they made you do this... Did Urban make you do this?
Coach Mick.
Lemonade.
Coach Mick did. Yeah, so what you would do is you'd be sitting in the meeting room, you know, blah, 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 and he'd just bust in, and he'd be like, listen, whatever you got, chug it right now. Or, like, they had, like, little towels on the ground, and if you step on the towel, they're like, that's the chug rug. You step on it, they'll grab you, hand you something, you got to chug the whole thing. It was terrible.
I never realized.
What it was?
Yeah, they hand you a water or Gatorade, chug it.
Oh, so they always had you drinking something.
Yeah. They was very serious about hydrate, because he said
they
that.
They have the do you remember what program that was, Baked, that had the hydration levels for when you went to the bathroom, where they had like a color-coded, like literally a color-coded laminated thing
in
the bathroom?
Yeah, for when you pee?
I thought that was the World Cup.
No.
They had that at the Woody.
Hydration breaks.
They had that at the Woody.
I've been doing the hydration breaks every time. I go right to the liquor cabinet. I'm like, I got a drink.
So what you do is you pee, and then you got to take, they took a strip thing, and you had to put it in there.
Are you serious?
And then you give it to them. They put it in a machine and test it, and it tests your hydration. And if you was hydrated enough, you could go practice.
Breaking into college football coaching sounds awful.
It is.
I'm just saying, because that's the job some of them are doing.
So what Von used to do is keep a bottle of water in the stall.
Von Bell.
Yeah, he would pee and take the bottle of water, pour it in there, and then do it like that.
Like he had his own little Wizinator right there. Pass the test.
Boy, this is all Gatorade. This is crazy. All right, well, Tyvus, good try. As we all knew, you failed. I'm kind of disappointed you didn't throw up, but we knew you would. We knew that.
You wanted me to throw up?
I mean, that was part of the video. That's why everybody's standing there with videos. Not standing
that's what y'all
to-
think?
Yeah.
Listen, Iron Belly.
Okay. Calm down. Just calm down. We're gonna get content strikes on YouTube. We got
Joshua Perry's like, never talk about my weight again.
We gotta show your feet next. What are you doing? You gotta charge for this stuff.
Toes.
All right, we'll be back next to wrap up the show. We'll hit the buzzers. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic
from the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Backups are now forming on the east side after a disabled vehicle 70 in that westbound direction, right passing the State Route 256 and before 270. That interchange out there, that left shoulder is currently closed 27 miles per hour for your speeds. The backup's really starting over by Bryce Road, so just a heads up there. Also, still watching that left shoulder. It is blocked downtown 71 in that southbound direction, that ramp to 70 eastbound after a crash out there. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your fan.
What's the best way to make sure you don't miss any of your favorite fan shows?
Oh, no.
Download the Fan app, silly.
Ah, damn it, I knew that.
App Store, Google Play, or just scream right at your phone.
Psst, you can also listen to Buckeye Games. Do it now.
All your favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
All of the hair on their heads is slowly migrating to the lower part of their faces.
And tracking. This is T-Bone and Titus.
You know what? I figured it out.
Yeah?
You know why I didn't get it done?
It's Dylan's fault. You mean chug a gallon of lemonade in 20 seconds?
It's Dylan's fault.
Why is it Dylan's fault?
It was supposed to be strawberry.
Strawberry lemonade is what you require to do this?
The flavor was the reason.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Strawberry lemonade. If
it wasn't motivated enough.
If it was strawberry, you know, it would have went down more like water.
I will say, watching from a side profile view of you.
What'd you say?
You were doing as much as you physically possibly could to get that in. I could see the struggle was real, but also half of it was going not in your mouth.
Well,
the
opening was big. So,
bang.
Yep.
I don't like the way you worded that. You can say that a different way.
Yep. That's right.
Oh, it was.
Just stop saying that for a minute.
How am I supposed to say it?
I want me some glory hole.
I don't know why that played. Stop playing stuff. Baker is still here. Bake, what did you think of witnessing all that now that we've had a few minutes to process?
Strawberry, I would have got it, Bake.
Oh, I'm sure that's it. Strawberry lemon. Maybe pink lemonade maybe.
Maybe, do you have any delusional, like something that transferred you to a different realm?
First of all,
maybe some ayahuasca that you could sip on? That would get you to a place where maybe that would have happened.
I'm trying to figure, why did so many people tune in? Was it
to watch to see if you were going to vomit?
Was it for the vomit or was it the record?
Nobody cared about the, listen.
No one believed the record.
Nobody thought that.
No one thought you were good.
Tyvus, when somebody wrecks on the freeway, why does everybody stop and look?
Because the police is out there.
No, they stop and look because they want to see the car wreck. That's what people were tuning in for.
So you think people tuned in just to see me vomit or die?
They wanted to see the disaster.
Well, it wasn't a disaster.
It was pretty close. Pretty close.
That's right. I'm saying this is the nature of making
me. You didn't believe in me,
Tyvus. I believe in you, but I also believe sometimes you're delusional. And you were not doing this in 22 seconds.
I tell you what.
Then when I saw the picture, I was like, "This is bad. There's no way any of this is going in his mouth."
I'm laughing at the fact that you decided to stop what you was doing to come out there to be a part.
I was told I had to.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, I didn't hear that part.
Hear that part.
Fish said I spent $11 on that picture for that weak effort, and then Chris G in the chat said, "Take it out of his check, Fish."
Yeah, I agree. Fish said, "Can you
imagine?
What do you
mean, look at this."
What do you mean, look
Why
at it?
Why aren't you drinking it? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, you've got 12 minutes to finish this.
Because his belly's full.
Yeah.
I am full. You know what the sick thing is? I was kind of hungry before.
Let's go. Fish said, can you imagine if I would have called the Guinness people and had them here for
this? Oh, man, they would have just been like, I don't know. Are the Guinness people, I always picture them to be British. Are they British? Or Irish, maybe? Like, does it have anything to do with the Guinness alcohol, or is it just a different thing? I've always wondered if it's like Guinness beer sponsored it. I don't know.
Now, that's one you'd participate in.
Now, I'd be all about drinking some Guinness. That's early morning activity for me because I'm watching soccer all these years. I've told this story before, Bake. I had to realize when we had kids that, like, I would flip on a soccer game at 7 in the morning. I'd go get something out of the fridge and pour myself a beer. And when my kids were, like, 2 years old, 1 year old, I didn't think about it. But then when they became, like, 5, 6 years old, I realized their first core memories might be of dad drinking a beer at, like, 7 in the morning. I thought, that would be the only one I would drink. Would just be, like, watching the game. I'd have a beer, then I'd go about my day. Maybe sometimes, yeah. Mm. But then
I realize my kids are going to grow up thinking I'm an alcoholic if I do that. So I had to stop. But
I think they'll be okay.
No, they're fine. Okay. Some of the greatest kids ever have turned out great after their parents were alcoholics.
That's I've heard.
Exactly right.
By the way, Guinness World Records, very much an Irish thing. You were right.
Oh, so it has to do with the beer and all that?
I don't know if it has anything to do with the beer, but its origin is in County Wexford, Ireland.
I'm sure that's how they say it. Wexford. That's probably
W-E-X-F-O-R-D.
No, I know. It's probably
Wexford.
Wexford.
That's probably a little better right there.
Who knows? Yeah. So, Bake, I'm curious. So, who do you guys have today? Because we saw Austin Ward walking up. I presume Austin Ward is on with you guys today?
Austin Ward is going to be here, and Rhyme Time is here as well. No Bo or Reeser. It's kind of weird. Yesterday was the last show.
They taking PTO?
That Bo... No, they just decided not to show up today.
They're not getting paid.
Yesterday was the last show that Bo and Reeser and I will do together for over 2 weeks.
Really?
Because I'm out this following week. Bo's out the week after that. So it's going to be a long time before the
whole thing. Y'all making sure before that football season kick off, y'all get y'all vacation.
Because we're good teammates. That's what you're supposed to
do. You know what I'm doing? Friday before football starts. That Friday before, I'm taking it off.
You mean the Friday before?
No. I'm just taking it off. That's the only day that's the only day I can take off.
I feel like you're struggling to keep this down. I feel like the way you're talking feels like someone who's like,
oh, you think that I'm about to throw up?
Does it sound like? It sounds like that a little bit. Like you're struggling to.
Because usually when you throw up, like, your mouth get watery. I don't have that feeling right now.
By the way, didn't you have a chain on?
Yeah, my wife told me I broke it in the bed.
Ooh.
Oh, I thought you broke it out there.
I did too, but she was like, no, it's sitting in the bed. I was like, oh, okay.
That tri-state men's health. Breaking stuff in the bed. Yeah, buddy.
Still an hour. It ain't time yet. I'm still in my grace period. I got a grace period. We ain't there
yet. I'm sure she can't keep her hands off of you.
That is clear.
Still in my grace period.
That's a grace period.
Counting the days till that's up?
You know, not like I got it written down or anything.
Whenever that day is, you should take PTO.
I got it written down or anything.
Honey, I ain't going to work today.
He's Mr. PTO. Yeah, that's right. So, Bake, what do you guys have coming up other than, obviously, Austin Ward, Jacob Reimer joining you?
We're going to talk a lot about the CareSource Invitational, how maybe a step in the right direction, but there's still some things that we could work on. Also, Bill Conley, who writes for ESPN. I'm usually a big fan of Bill Conley's work. He might have disrespected Ryan Day big time, though, so we're going to discuss that as well. And, of course, Jake Diebler's going to join us, even from out in Vegas recruiting. He's going to stop
what a guy.
By.
There you go.
Say hello and chat about the CareSource Invitational.
There you go. Perfect. Is that
11:15? He'll be doing that.
Very good. Getting up early out there on the Western. Well, that's what, 2 hours behind? Good for him. He's probably.
It's three, isn't
it? Is it three out in Vegas? I don't remember. Who cares? Either way, I should know.
Get the world clock out.
Yeah, I got relatives that live there now. I need to learn that. All right,
Bishop and Friends. Pacific Daylight Time.
Oh, are they Pacific?
Yes.
All right, there we go. Bishop and Friends coming up 9 to noon right here on the Fan.
Shove it down your throat.
It's time for the buzzer.
Sponsored by Logan AC and Heat Services. Don't go through another air conditioner breakdown. For fast, friendly service, call the experts at Logan Services now for a free estimate and next day air installation.
All right, so Anthony Davis was playing for the Lakers. Then he got traded to the
Wizards.
Mavericks.
Oh, yeah, the Mavericks. Yes.
Mavericks. Then the Wizards, right.
He getting bounced around like that?
Yeah, he did, yeah. But now his large L.A. area home has been sold. He sold his mansion, which had 17,254 square feet, an elevator, a theater, a game room, a wet bar, a wine cellar, a home gym, a barbershop, tennis court, cabanas, outdoor chef's kitchen, batting cages, and an Olympic-sized swimming pool.
For what?
In Bel Air Crest,
that's
wherever that is.
That's why he always hurt.
Yeah, if you knew where he had to go live, you'd be hurt too. You'd be staying there every day. How much do you think it sold for? I can open it to anybody.
Where is it at?
Bel Air Crest, like L.A. area.
Oh, $50 million.
How much did you say?
$31 million.
Bake is super close. $32 million for this let him live. So, yeah, I'm sure he spent a pretty penny on it as well when he bought it. But, yeah, there you go. That's off the market. So, for all of you who are hoping to buy it, too bad.
Show's almost over. You better drink quick.
Got to chug that up. I'll give it to the top of the hour. 6 minutes. We'll see if you guys are. All right. That's
moving it. The goalposts.
Yeah, that's it for us. Bishop and Friends coming up next. Have a great rest of your Friday. We will see you Monday. T-Bone and Tyvus on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Your roads still not looking too bad on this early Friday morning. The slowest part is still going to be 71 in that northbound direction over by Greenlawn Avenue, right before you're heading towards that 71, 70, and 315 interchange in downtown Columbus. At least for our friends traveling southbound, that's looking fantastic on this Friday, I gotta say. On 270 southbound between East Broad Street to 70, only a 1 minute commute. 71 south between Frank Road to 270, you got 2 minutes out there. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your fan traffic.